Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, let's pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen that have grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable in the middle. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
The most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Poor me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Live a bad, he wouldn't live long. Snatched my dad back. Guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study mad fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler that, my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this
don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
John, can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
Good evening, everybody. This is the True Grudge Racing Channel, and I am your host, Big Sam, right here in Chicago. And the man on the ones and twos is Brother Shaky, the Chicago street legend. My co-host is the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouse, who's set on field. Another great Thursday. We are here live on Thursday night. Man, all I can say is what a weekend. Let me give a shout out to my sponsors, Brother Leroy and the Clocks Off Crew, the Motor City Mafia, the 1-800, Keep It Real, all day, all night, every day show. You, we appreciate y'all as always. Man, whether you participate, if you just listen, man, it's all good to the game. Shaky, what's happening? Brother Mouse, he can't get on tonight. He called me today and told me he has something to do today. So he can't get on.
Wow.
He couldn't get on today.
Okay, well,
man.
Hey, wait.
Okay.
If Mouse ain't gonna be here, let's just shut the show down. If Mouse ain't gonna be here,
no, I ain't gonna show that. No, we ain't gonna do that one. No,
I thought we'd
do
the hard way.
I mean, that's what y'all here for. If I ain't here, somebody got to step in the gap. That's all.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? You got to step in the gap.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got it mixed up, boss. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Ain't
well,
gonna
I'm
shut down. I mean, you know, it's fill in.
Okay.
Okay, let me give my shout-out first, then I'm going to let my guest co-host come in. He didn't text me. Make y'all mad. Let me just say this. Trick-or-treat. Let's just say this. This is my slogan. This is Big Sham. And they call me what? True Grudge. True Grudge is who? It is he, and he is I. We are the show where we go. We are the show where we go.
Okay.
Man, look at here. Chicago took over Trick or Treat. That's all I can say, man. We took it over. Racing, winning, racing people from there, racing ourselves. It was just, man, it was so much going on, man. I swear, that's all I can say.
Good.
Let me try to get my mind together. Vaughn and his crew, Big Time Racing, the West Side Connection, Freak Life, Small Block Alley. Preacher Boy is what's the name of Preacher Boy? Oh my God, forgive me, Preacher Boy. I can't think off the top of my head. It's good, man. It's on the top of my. It's on the tip of my tongue. Who else? I'm just thinking. Cod. If I don't call you, just help me. That's all I can say. But the Mistress. Versus Vaughn and them, the Mistress with the win, Big Time Racing, the young gun, the young punk, that's my name for him, Steven, whoop little baby down there, Lenny and Steve, they raced Preacher Boy, they beat Preacher Boy, they raced Shaky. Let me go in my repertoire. I'm getting old. I can't even remember all of them. Let me see. I need some help.
You
I know y'all gonna help
me. On there, man.
I know I was trapped. Majority of them. Zay, he ran the truck down there, whooped the truck. Then he got in the shootout and they gambled all that money in the shootout and beat the guy that they just knew he was going to lose to with the Mustang, and then he ended up beating the guy that they really knew he wasn't going to win in the shootout. So he took care of business with that. Let me see. Wait a minute. Let me go back. I'm trying to get it in my brain. Let's see. Yeah, Canelo versus Lil Baby. Then you got Zay versus the Truck, Preacher Boy versus Lenny and Steve, Tidy Bowl versus Jeremiah. Nah, that's the controversy, but I'm sure that's coming up. That's gonna come up. But Tidy Bowl with the win. Let me see. Canelo versus Jack Ball. Jack Ball with the win, right? Yeah, Jack Ball with the win. Jack Ball with the win. Let me see. Yeah, Mrs. and Grandson. Okay. Who am I missing? Shaky. I know they're going to help me. I'm going to open up the mic in a minute. Wait a minute. Let's see. Lenny and Jack Ball. I said that one, didn't I? I think I did. Yeah. I want to say I did.
Well, they heating up tonight, boss.
Man, it was like I say, it was a hell of a time, man. We ought to show where we go. We went down there and took over the whole place, man. It was something else, man. Nobody can say nothing about Chicago under no circumstance, man. Bringing action to down there against each other. Just plain and simple, man. They won it. They took care of business, man. That's all I. No, time's always been that way. We always the show where we go. Mm-hmm. I don't care where we go. We the show. They looking for us. They calling somebody name from Chicago all the time, some kind of way. So I mean, I take my hat off to y'all, man. I really appreciate it. Okay. I'm gonna open up these mics, Shaggy. Get what you got, Shaggy, before I start opening up these mics.
Just happy all those things happened when y'all went down there and had fun. They showed up and showed out. You know, I mean.
Yeah. I'm waiting on them to chime in. Let me open up these mics. My co-host, little brother, you come on with it.
Come on, I'm the motherfucking co-host for today, huh? Come on with it.
My God,
yeah.
Are you in Chicago? Showed up
with your signature,
huh?
Go ahead,
Mr. Ryan. I want to welcome you, and mm-hmm. I want to say you got to get a T-shirt with signatures, because this is the day. We're going to remember this day. This is when is this day? Let me see what the date is.
Yep.
This
I'm
October
26th,
2023. Yeah, because it's been coming, and we talked about it last week that you was a bad man when Wick got on here, and you say you done went down there and you handled your business. What they gonna say now?
Well, I'm just looking up. I'm just looking forward to this up and coming weekend. Well, next weekend. That's what I'm looking for.
What's up with next weekend? What y'all got going on?
See, we got a couple of races locked in down at Mike Hill Race. Yeah, we going down there. I know Grandson and Big Dirt Diana going down there. And I think we got Beers and Lil Vinny. Then we got Beers and Zay. So they taking their cars down there. I don't know. And Tate got two cars locked in. I can't think of anyone else going down there.
Yeah, it's about to get real interesting again. Man, the time is almost over, y'all. That's all. I mean, the weather is just, it don't, man, it was so beautiful outside. It was beautiful today, but it was just, what I want to say, raining. But yeah, it was, it's about to drop. They say it's supposed to drop a lot tomorrow from what this weather is saying. But man, it's gonna be interesting. Y'all going down there to take care of business again. Okay, hold on. Let me open up the mic that's on here. Hold on. Preacher Boy, come on with it.
What's up, fellas? How everybody
What's up?
Doing? What up, dude? My main thing was to get on here and tell everybody thank you for coming down there when my car messed up, bro. I appreciated it, and I wanted to tell everybody that came and was worried. Thank you.
Yeah. Amen. Oh well, no problem, man. I did post it. I was live.
Yeah, you were live. You did a great job, Kevin. Thank you too.
Oh, no problem, brother. Just wanted to make
now,
sure you
part
were there,
two. I'm trying to see if the weather permits for us to play this week. So.
Oh. Okay.
This weekend, so. If they want to play, they can contact me or say something on your show.
Oh, okay.
I'm going back on mute.
I thought the weather was looking kind of gloomy, but I don't know. Did it change? Let me look at it myself. Let's see. Daily. Where's the meteorologist at? So you need. Where's he at when you need?
We right here. Saturday is 42 cloudy at night, and during the day it's 52 degrees. Sunday it's gonna rain.
Yeah, that's
60%
chance. That's around here. What is that? Great Lake?
Yeah.
Is that Great Lake, Michigan? What is that?
Racine.
Wisconsin.
Oh, Racine. Okay, hold on. Let me see. Racine, Wisconsin. Daily. Saturday,
they
same thing, 50 degrees.
They said tomorrow
and
Saturday will be okay, but like I said, it's up to whoever.
Tomorrow, it's a 50% chance of rain tomorrow, but Saturday is supposed to be 50 degrees, so I don't know if that's gonna work or not, but nonetheless, the invitation is on the table for whoever. Someone, I don't know who that is. And hold on, I'm trying to multitask.
And in the 41 supposed to be open too, they said. So like I said, whichever one. If they want to, just let me know. We'll go from there.
All right. Okay.
All right,
let me keep going. All right. Gerald, talk to me.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What up with
it? What up, Jay?
Hey, thank you. Preacher Boy.
How you feel,
all right.
What's going on?
I'm making it, man. I'm making it. You try to.
Hey, man. That's another thing. I did get that. I'm sorry to hear about your grandfather. We praying for you and the family, man. I did get that text. I meant to announce that also. Somebody else passed too. Oh man, forgive me, but my man is all over the place. But we praying for you and your family, brother.
Man, we thank you, man. We thank y'all.
Well,
yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. 101. He could have last breath as I was standing over him. You know, I prayed, you know. He actually took his last breath as I was standing with him yesterday. But we appreciate y'all. I know everybody knew him. Everybody seen him. And he went peacefully. And
all right.
He can't get it that long.
He couldn't have nothing else. That's all I can say.
My wife and I. Yeah, we did it. And that's why we brought him down at his last time to Mississippi and Memphis, this trip we just had. So he got to see all of us. Family members got to see him. Because we knew.
Okay.
In time, we knew. So, but we appreciate you all. And piggybacking on with Preacher Boy, I want to say about that, I'm glad he came out okay, first of all, and everybody, safety-wise, for that whole weekend. You know, that was a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah,
everybody to come out unscathed, you know.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially what we do, you know, it could be dangerous. So everybody came out unscathed. So that was a blessing for us all.
This is true.
See, my safety was more important than that money in that race. I had to pull over.
Yeah.
Ain't no use taking no chances hurting me or nobody else.
Thankful
that
everything turned out fine for you and well as everyone else, you know.
Okay.
What
else you got, Drew?
You want to address this down? I'm going to call it foolishness, you know.
Well, it ain't foolishness. It is what it is.
I think it's foolish.
Okay.
Okay, well, let me start off first by saying – when a person
comes to you and says, hey, hold on. I don't want you to say nothing. Hold on 1 second. Here's if somebody going to say something, is boss. Tidy Bowl, talk to me.
Come
I know
on,
that's
play
what he comes
with these motherfuckers. Let's play with these motherfuckers.
Talk to me, boss.
Hey,
what's happening?
Hey, boss, we got robbed by some maggots. That's what I said.
I second that emotion.
Tidy Boat, I told you to play with me. Tidy Boat, I told
nah,
you.
Yeah,
nah, hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, now wait 1 second. Now, I need to get him on. I'm going to get him on because I'm going to let you say. And if he wants to say something, then I'm going to let him say. Goodbye. So you on here first. Don't nobody say nothing. You just tell it like it is, say what you're going to say, and then that be the end of it. Come on with it, boss.
Yeah, because I don't want to get in no hollering and screaming and cussing and
We had a legit race, and we got jackball. I mean, simple. We got jackball. Two cars.
Okay. What was the lock-in, boss? Let's get the lock-in. Let's get that. What was the lock-in?
The lock-in was 300. 300 on 1,500 or better. Head up, pro tree, track rules. No tickets. 8 miles. Be in the lane by 7 o'clock. That was it.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you got robbed. So what happened?
We got to the line. We was in the line at 6 o'clock. We was gonna make a hit, but it was so much chaos in there we couldn't make a hit. So by the time it was getting time to race, we got a race at 7 o'clock. So. I think we said, fuck it, we're going to go on the battle. So it was getting late. It was like 6:56. And Jeremiah and them pull around, and they said they can't get up there. So we talked to Wick, and then we're like, okay, cool, you up there. We talked to Wick, and then Wick got them around. We got the bread. We started talking about it. We got the bread together. We got up, me and Jura, we got up, what, $2,000, and they got up what they wanted. Perm, everybody in their group got up, they bred. So after that, Jura can tell you, because Jura talked to them. Jura talked to Perm, and they did their thing. So I don't know what was said after that, but we got the bread up. So we waited till Wick and them. We waited till Wick. Wick got us up there. He said, come on, we're going to run y'all now. So we got the runners up there now. We pull up. We fired up and had the car running, warming up a little bit. We pull up. We didn't hear nothing. So we pulled in the water box and we didn't hear nothing. So I guess they couldn't get this car started, whatever. So they finally got it started, fired it up, and pulled it up. We cut the car off because we thought they couldn't get the car running. So when he pulled up, he pulled in. He did his burnout. Boom. We did our burnout afterward. Boom. They rolled up. They roll up, pull up to the staging lane. Turn one bull bone. I think towards you turn one bull bone. Boom, boom, boom. Then VJ pull in. And then towards you bumped another bull bone. And then VJ cleared it out. He cleared it out. And then crept up to the beam and turned the second bull bone. Light go green. Boom. He cut out. They cut off. They got on the transbrake. We both transbrake the same time. We shot out and cut off. Went down the track, turned the light on. Ding. We didn't get paid. They say they time. Next thing you know, they hollered out, we timed out. We timed out. Why it didn't time out? And that's when they went to holler and talking about why it didn't time out. And they walked, and
they walk to the back, and people that bet me, side betting me $1,500, they paid off their bet. We went around to there. They said that we timed out. Forging them said we timed out. We went, how the hell did we time out? Truck rules. I mean, the clock would have went red. The light would have went red. It didn't go red on either side. It was green. It was a go. We had to go all the way to the end of the track to turn the light on, to turn the wind light on.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't get paid. They argued for a while. It wasn't worth it. Gerald talked to Perm. He said, hey, we both had the money. We both agreed on these track rules. We both agreed whoever turned that light on, that wind light, we were going to pay. Perm, Gerald told him, hey, are you going to pay? Perm told him no. And that's when all the chaos began. We just let it go. We just walked off. So after that, they said they wanted to talk to the track official, so I believe they went up there and talked to the track official. He said there wasn't nothing wrong with the timer. There was nothing wrong. He said there was nothing wrong with the timer. Wick said there was nothing wrong with the timer. That was a race. Everybody had paid off. All the side bets, people had paid off. That was over with. They said that was a race. There was nothing wrong with the timer system. So they came back. They didn't want it. Jeremiah, I guess he thought about it, or I don't know what the case was. He thought about it, and he thought he was just going to come over there and give me the lockup. Well, if you felt you won and you didn't know, why would you come over here and give me a lockup? So I didn't accept no $300. Why would I accept a $300? If, you know, you lost the race, that means you paid the pot. I'm not going to accept no $300. You paid the pot, then we'll run again. But I'm not going to run you again, and you didn't even pay the first pot. That don't make any sense. So,
okay.
Gerald can tell you the rest of the story. With Herman, Gerald discussed about the lock-in money, or they were both DTing. Gerald can get on the floor and say what happened.
Okay. Well, they got the money up. Jeremiah had the money in his hand when they finally got it all up. They handed it to Perm. Perm comes over to me. I got our money. You got you all money. You and I, of course, it's like a race between just you and I, which is supposed to. You know, we turn on the W, you pay us, and vice versa. Y'all turn the W, we pay you all. So the man said we're going to run. This is out of his mouth. We're going to run track rules. I said, yes, okay. Because I don't know what no track rules are, so I don't know what those are. So, yes, we're going to run track rules. So if he don't know what track rules are, then why did he stipulate that? That's my whole thing. If he don't know what it is, then I don't know why he would stipulate. Because evidently he don't know what track rules are. But once the cars went down the track, this dude didn't have the decency to even come to me to discuss anything. If he had to discuss something about the official, it should have been him and I, and we go to the official, and then we discuss it from there on the starting line. This dude almost walks right past me until I had to say something to him. Man, what's going on with the money? I got to see what's going on with them. He should have just took me, himself, and we went to the official, since they said talk to the official. That should have been it. But he walks back to the trailer. You know, Jeremiah, now this is another one. He's screaming about we timed out. Zay's screaming about we timed out. Well, okay, if we timed out, I would have paid them. Shannon, I had to discuss nothing with nobody on my side. If we'd have, I would have seen a red, I would have paid them people. No questions asked. But they say talk to the officials. They say we timed out. They came up with, we had to jump through a hoop. Every time they said something came out their mouth, it was always about something. Instead, he's saying, hey, let me pay you all off. Then they say we can run it back again. I said, well, yeah, we can run it again once you all pay us. We have no problem with that. That's not even an issue. But we're not going to run nothing back until we get paid. What are we getting out of this? We already got still. So this is a real simple thing to do. You know, and 95%, I'm going to say they the 5% of everybody at the track, even the ones that paid off. So I'm going to start with Perm first. He's the guy that held the money. If he couldn't handle that position, then he should never held the money. I'm going to go with Jeremiah second. He's the car owner. It's his call to say, hey, pay them people because this is my car that's running for this. I'm going to fall 4D second. I'm sorry, third, because he's the Pied Piper. They're going to follow whatever he say do. He's the Pied Piper. Between those three, they came in agreement that they wasn't paying us. Now I'm going to get kudos to Steve that was with them, Paul Wall, Peanut.
And Black.
Herb.
Tina, yep.
And Black, the other guy named Black also. I'm going to give them kudos because they paid off and they was in agreement that these people were wrong. Somebody got to take ownership sooner or later. And I would do the same thing because I told Tyrone I wasn't going to discuss nothing with none of them. I was going to pay them people off had that light turned red if VJ was still sitting there. There wasn't nothing to discuss.
Yeah.
But for $2,000, we're going to let them go away. This is simple to me, like I told Tyrone. This is for $2,000, we're going to let them go away. Because some people with us wanted to humbug, and we wasn't going to do that. And that would have been bad all over the whole world. That would have been bad. You know, we had a lot of young people with us that wanted to just do it a different way. So we're trying to teach them now because they coming up in the game. Hey, if they don't pay, then just leave them alone. And as far as this DP man stuff, I get it, but I don't get it. Because if it was something that was hard to figure this out, then yeah, then we needed one. This ain't hard to figure out. This is real simple. So me personally, I'm done with them three. I can care less about drag racing with them three. It's easy for us to go away. They put a black eye in the game. If somebody else run them, that's on they business. But we ain't got nothing to do with them people. It's just done. Because this is, and then somebody still today still can't come and say, hey, man, let's pay them people off. So that's really it in a nutshell. It was something that was simple, that they wanted us to chase all these people around and ask all these people these questions. We did everything they wanted us to do, and we still didn't
get paid. Got Wick on the phone?
You got, oh, here go Wick right here. Come on with it, Wick.
What's going on? What's going on, Sham?
What's up?
Hey,
what's up, brother Wick?
How y'all doing?
Hey, man, we good.
Oh, nothing, man.
Hey, we just,
what's
I want to say this
man?
Before you get started. Like always, a great event, man. But
man.
Let me say this. We took that show over. Chicago is the show. Okay, now you can go ahead. You can go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I want to thank all y'all, too, Sham, man. You, for first of all, you. Give me the platform to come on your show and everything. You do it every year to show me love and everything. And I just want to thank all you guys who came supported Trick or Treat and who didn't come or who was on the shows and on the lives and everything. It was a hell of an event. 103 grubs.
And
Rick,
I
want to
thank
days.
You, too. I want to thank
yeah,
you, too. You boy. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, man. You know you're my boy, man. You're my boy. If you need something, just let me know. You already know what it is.
Right. You need to know what it is, Rich. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we stuck for life. I seen you at the gas station. Didn't even know I was going to see you.
Nope.
Right
it was
up
a blessing.
Pop, didn't
it? Yep.
Yep.
Me and Pops had a beautiful time.
Yeah.
Hey,
good.
I got the grudge race.
And
I got the grudge race. I might have had an incident, but I had fun.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, like I said, man, I want to thank all you guys, everybody from up north. Came out and support. I mean, it'd be the same thing every year, just love, you know what I'm saying? All the way love. Like I said, I thank everybody for coming out, man. So, looking forward to 2024, Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
We're going to do it again. We're going to do it slow so we can do it some more.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about this situation that happened. Can you, do you have any intel? Because Tidy Bo said that you made it plain and clear.
Well, I mean, like I told Teddy Bowl them, you know, it wasn't really nothing to talk about, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they talked about it too. Like I told Zay, you can't determine how long the timer is on the clock yourself and this and that. And then like I told Zay, I don't know if the car shut off or it backfired or whatever. You know, if them boys went down through there, your car shut off and backfired, then you have to go down through there too. And then y'all, after that, y'all go and come get me and let's get with the officials and say, hey, was the timer on? Well, what was the timer on or how long it was on or was it on? And find out about that, you know, you just can't shut the car off and say, oh, the timer didn't go long enough. But like when I ran Dirty Down over in Bama, still, we felt like the timer couldn't have been on or something. But, I mean, we did the race. And I didn't bring it back up because it would have sounded petty. And motherfuckers would have been saying, oh, we mad because he got his ass whooped, this and that and all that. So I just told my team, man, no, ain't worry about it. Fucker, we lost. That's what it is. But it took a long time You know, he took a long time getting in and stuff. And my driver just sat there and did the race, you know. So I feel like, you know, Zaylum should have did the race. Or maybe if it backfired, they couldn't do it. So that was between those two camps. That has nothing to do with the track because the tree didn't malfunction. The tree failed like it's supposed to, and one car went on. Now, if they want to determine how long the timer was on, or was it set on, or was it on at all, then that's something you have to do after you do the race. And I told Zay the same thing.
Okay. Okay. Now, let me open up Jeremiah and Pern. I'm going to let them say what they got to say. Hold on. Jeremiah and
Pern. All right.
Pern.
So, I'm going to say this, Shane. First of all,
Can I say something first, Jeremiah?
Go ahead, Pern.
So, nobody saw me walk over to the man as soon as the light went off, the race went off. Nobody saw me walk up to the track official and ask him. I asked him right then and there. You know what he said? He didn't push the button. I asked him right then and there. Y'all don't know me like that. Y'all think I'm some type of goofy. I walked right to that man as soon as that fucking race went off and walked straight to the track official and asked him. He told me he did not set the button.
It don't matter if he set the button, light come on. If it's fucking track rules, the track determine who the fuck. If it's track rules, you know, just like they didn't set the button when I raced them boys for 6,000, but them boys got paid their money. They didn't set the button at the goal.
Terrio said for 20 seconds he got paid. Hey, I'm telling you what I did. And straight like that, I ain't the DP man. I never said I was DP man. I'm holding the money. Fucking DP man.
I'm not making no decisions on nobody's money.
Anytime you
see
me.
What do we call the person that holds the money that ain't the DP man? What do we call him?
I'm not a DP man.
Why you hold the money?
Because they asked me to hold it. I wasn't DP. The same thing is Dog did
when me and Huckleberry raced. He came in that trailer and he saw all the money that me and Huckleberry's counting out. He said, man, I ain't trying to be no DP man. Y'all take care of this on y'all own. When they handed you that money, if you didn't want to make the call, you should have told them to keep that money.
There you go.
You're right. Maybe I was. But they should have got them a DP man. When you see me race, I get a DP man. Straight like
I
that.
I agree with you.
I don't want to make no decisions on nobody.
When you race, they should have got a DP man.
That's it.
They should have gave it to Dog. I want to ask a question
though to everybody. If somebody's locked in, just for example, and they locked in to run on a pro tree, and the tree come down as a regular tree, and the people go down through there, and somebody turned the wind light, do whoever turned the wind light still get paid even though the tree didn't do what it was supposed to do?
No, that's
hey, hold on,
don't,
hold on,
it's
no, y'all can't, y'all
function.
Cannot, but y'all
wait,
cannot
no, no,
create,
I,
said, y'all
I, I,
cannot
I'm
create scenarios.
Yeah.
Y'all have
I'm
to
that's
what happened.
I'm just asking a question, though, just a hypothetical question.
That's a hypothetical question, but I'm saying you got to go off of what happened. You can't do hypothetical.
I'm not asking.
No,
nobody
get
ready
to do that.
I'm switching
the answer to the question is no.
Right. Okay.
No. No.
So what's the difference from the auto start not being on and it being on then?
Well, what you have to do is, what I'm saying, you have to do the race, then you go and ask was the auto start on or off.
We did. I went down the track I didn't bag up.
Me and Canelo went, the man activated the tree too early. He said three lug was in the way.
But Vaughn,
he activated
y'all had a DP man, though, right, Vaughn?
Not, Hey, don't get off track. I'm agreeing with y'all. Everybody should have had a
I'm just asking you a question though.
You said on which race?
When you ran Terrio, did y'all had a DP man? Or y'all had y'all
yeah,
own
we, No, when we ran Terrio, we had a DP man. When we just ran Canelo and the tree did the same thing, we didn't have no DP man.
Right, I was asking about Terrio.
Okay, now I got a question for you, Vaughn. Now, did you get paid or did you pay Canelo in that situation, in that race?
Jeremiah, me and Canelo,
I'm just asking.
Hey, man,
you
not
for,
hey,
just,
listen, I'm finna ask you your question.
What?
You're not finna put me in no trap and make me say what you want to say, nigga. Let me ask you a question. What the fuck is you talking about? You gonna make me answer the way you want me to answer?
Hey, Vaughn, I don't want you to answer no stupid way. I just want you to
answer the question because
me and you talk, but now that we on this show, it's kind of like it's a different song and dance.
It ain't no different song and dance, nigga. When me and you talked at the track, I said you was bogus and you should have paid them, and you said Vaughn. The man's son didn't pay me, so I said fuck him. I said that's a different story.
There you go.
I said that's a different story.
So Vaughn, I got a question for you. Just ask me a real question. When you talk about capping, bro, it's okay. See, I'm a little different, bro. I don't have to say everything that was said to prove a point.
You just asked me a question, and you don't want me to answer the question. You want me to say what you want me to say.
I want you to answer the question, Vaughn.
Okay, and ask me the question so I can ask it the way that I'm going to answer, not the way you want me to answer.
My question for you, Vaughn, is when you ran Canelo and Canelo pulled up to the beam and it automatically red meant Canelo, did you get paid or did Canelo get paid?
Jeremiah, how is that the same? What happened with y'all? But I'm going to tell you, neither one of us got paid because we agreed.
Hold on, I'm answering.
Neither one of us got paid because that's what we agreed to because we failed. I looked at the tape. His tree fell 2 seconds after I got in the bin. His tree fell 2 seconds. So me being a grudge racer, I know that red light came on my side. So why am I going to humble with Canelo and I look at the light?
Hold on, let me ask that question.
Y'all listen to what I said. Listen to what I said.
Oh,
the man said three look. Dude, who is that just said? What happened? I'm telling you what happened. Dude said three love was in the way. So he activated the tree. He didn't care about no time or no nothing. He told us that. He said three love was in the way. He couldn't see the bottom bud, so he activated the tree.
Okay.
What the track officials
said.
Okay.
That's what happened.
Three love was in the fucking way.
Okay. So hold on, Vaughn. Let's go slow. So in that situation, that was what that was. Now, here's my next thing. The discrepancy in my race. Over to that man, and I said to that man, I said, hey, now I'm speaking to DJ Vaughn, can you hold on?
I just want to know, did both of y'all stage or not, Jeremiah? Did y'all stage? You compared it to me in that race. I want to know if y'all stage or not.
Both of y'all stayed. So listen.
How you gonna compare y'all situations to mine when Canelo never stayed?
Hey, Jeremiah. Man, can you hold on 1 second? Vaughn, I was comparing it to you because I was going to give you your props as to how
you
are.
I don't need no props,
bro.
We're going off of what happened.
I don't need the props, Vaughn. That's what I was gonna do. So what I'm saying
now,
now
if you gonna give
right
me my props, if you gonna give me my props, you should have paid those people. If you gonna give me some props,
hey, Vaughn, check it out. Hold on, Pete.
Go ahead.
So for the people in the background that don't know what really happened, I went to that man. A few of us was all standing there from his camp and my camp. And I said, hey, man, that was some bullshit. You know that was some bullshit. Y'all sat there. He then took out a video from his side of the camp. We sat there and we counted how long that man sat there. I said, man, technically you niggas owe me, man, because that light ain't dropped. He said, man, we can run it back. We can run it back. I said, we running it back? We shook hands, turned around, and walked away, and we was going to run that race back.
Hey, can I get that to you, Jeremiah? Can I get
hold
that to you, Jeremiah? Hold on.
Hey, hold
y'all
on.
Stop.
Hold
I'm
on.
Talking to Jeremiah.
Hold on.
I'm talking
hold
to Jeremiah, man. Let me ask Jeremiah something, bro. Can I talk to him? Me and him have the conversation. Can I ask him? Me and him have the conversation. I'm going on.
Listen, bro.
You ain't got to talk. No, because I want to get to the nitty-gritty. You've been talking about it the whole time. Let's talk about it now. You've been talking about it the whole time. Let's talk
about
it now. The thing was, when you came to me and you said that, if you would have said the man agreed to race you again, I would have been like, you right. But that's not what you said. You said, that man's son didn't pay me. I told him before the race, if I lose, I'm not paying him. That's what you told me.
There we go.
So that's what I'm going
that's
off
it.
Of.
Right.
That's it in a nutshell.
That's
what,
it right there.
I said that. I ain't saying I didn't say that.
Jeremiah,
I did say that.
Can I ask you,
I'm not
Jeremiah,
gonna say I didn't say that.
Okay, Jeremiah. So
okay.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, Jeremiah. Hold on, hold on, Jeremiah. So I'm telling you, Jeremiah. Don't judge me because I'm going off of what you told me. I'm not going off of what I'm going off what you told me.
About that?
That's what I'm going off of.
I don't care about that, Bob. I don't care about that.
Can y'all let me reject the fact.
At that time that I said that, I don't negate the fact of that. Yeah, they did some bullshit early in that day. And yeah, guess what? Fair exchange ain't fucking robbing. You are absolutely
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Okay,
hold on,
now
bro.
We straight.
Let me say
now
this.
We
Let
straight.
Me say
this. Go ahead. Now we straight.
So now at the end of the day, fair exchange ain't robbing. But that was not the situation for that case. That was not the situation for that case. I don't even allow that to be said that was the situation for that case, bro. And that's why that transpired. It transpired
okay,
because
well, I'm cool that man well, you cool just sent me off.
Bro.
You just talked to me.
Right, but
that's cool.
You just talked to me, but you
want me to tell y'all? You want me to tell y'all what's the key? What's the problem to all this? When that guy VJ opened his mouth up. And he spoke out of turn, and he committed to doing something, and he shook the man's hand or shook whoever hand, and he said they gonna rerun it. After they said rerun it, it's over with.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Over.
Who,
it's over.
Hey,
with.
Hey Ryan.
He said
Ryan,
no.
Ryan.
So he
hold on, Ryan.
So he
hold
on.
Ryan. They came to me at the trailer. They came to me the same way, Ryan. They asked me, are we gonna rerun it? They asked me, are we gonna rerun it? I told Zay this before him and BJ even talk to anybody. I said, yeah,
somebody
gets
noise in the background.
Yeah, please mute your
mic. I don't want to go through the mic. Yeah, somebody got noise back there.
Hold on. I'm gonna hang you up. Hold on. Let me go through them.
But I'm gonna tell you this.
They got it.
Hold on. If somebody asked them, man, are we gonna run it back? Well, somebody said, yeah, we gonna run it back. All this talk is for nothing because I'm gonna tell you like
that's
this.
That's what happened at the track. We've been saying.
Hey,
hold on.
Hey, little brother.
Hold on.
Hey, Ryan.
Ryan.
Hold on, Ryan. Wait 1 second. You said
you
that VJ said he was gonna run. They was gonna run it back. VJ can't make. That's like. You and me, and I'm standing there, and I say, oh, we going to run
thank
it back.
You.
I don't have the authority to tell when you locked
yeah,
your guy
man.
In. I can't
nope.
have. I don't have that authority. So that don't
but,
mean
but
nothing.
I'm gonna, hold on. It do mean something. You know why it means something? It's not for Big Perm, Jeremiah, and fucking Zay. It ain't for them to figure that out. That's, they don't know people on it. They don't know who played what position. It's not for
exactly.
them to figure it out.
And that's
it's
what I'm telling
them.
I'm
a driver.
And that's what
I'm
telling
I'm
them. I agree with Ryan. I agree with all that. I agree with all that. All I'm telling you is I agree with everything he's saying. I'm just telling you my opinion come from what Jeremiah told me.
Your opinion
you
come from what he told you, Ron. I know exactly
yeah.
what you're saying.
Yeah, and I
yeah.
understand
so,
that.
Well, okay, and back, actually, by him losing right there,
That's what you. That's the first thing that that came up. Yeah, that's
but,
what.
But
that's
all I said.
What,
now we
yeah,
can.
Yeah, but
now
you
we
know what
should have
went on.
Everything else.
Yeah, but you know
now
what. But
about
you
it.
Know what's. So watch this. This what should have went on. All right. It's just some inexperience, motherfucker.
Cool, it was cool to everybody else. Hey, man, not to cut you off,
but
cool.
Hold on,
it was
hold
cool
on.
To everybody's
this,
head. The side bet
yeah,
was paid
but,
off, and not
yeah,
everybody
but,
wanted to get. You know what I'm saying? That's
but it don't.
The
yeah, but it don't. But it don't. No, but it don't. It don't matter. You know why? Because I owe some money, and when they told me, man, somebody said that they was gonna rerun it. So they said it was drop. It's a drop issue. So for the future, this is go for everybody. If you ain't the motherfucker in charge, shut the fuck up and tell them. Like, everybody got an ego problem. Shut the fuck up
exactly.
And say, man, you got to holler at the owner of the car. Or this is the person.
Yeah.
Or,
this is the person.
Or just have a DP man and live with his decision. That cut out
yeah,
all
yeah,
the man.
Hey, man, that's
okay,
the only
Ryan.
Thing. Get a fucking DP man, whatever he say, walk off when he said. It's over with.
But if you don't,
ain't no,
but,
ain't no
but
my word, ain't no my word. Another, the nice guys finished last.
But now,
shit,
yeah, but
you
what you want me to tell you this? Hold on. What you want me to tell you
thing.
This? If
them
it was
guys,
a problem,
them guys that paid them best
Ryan.
On our side, they didn't
Ryan.
Come. They paid them best on the line. They didn't come over to the trailer and find out
right.
that we wouldn't pay.
Hey, but you want me to tell you this? If it was a discrepancy on somebody not getting paid for the initial. The initial bet, like they told me, is $100 bet. It's $100 and $2,000. It's not a fair exchange. That's wrong. That's wrong. Everybody booked. Now, what would have been fair if the man wouldn't say they was gonna rerun it? And he gave them $1,900 and he counted out. He said this $2,000.
Right.
And
Ryan.
I take my fucking and I take my fucking $100 out of here, and you take $1,900.
Right.
Fair is fair. But at the end of the day, this is what goes on. For me, I don't care. I don't. I'm the owner. I run my program, but I have somebody that go. They'll go get the fucking money. Or I never hold my money. Whatever decision that man make, I'm just gonna support him in that decision. So on y'all
hey,
end, if y'all
and Ryan, to piggyback off that, that's what Perm usually do. He'll hold all our money and just, you know what I'm saying, go from there. That's why he's saying he wasn't the DP man. Cause he's not the person to call the pot. He on our side. Why would he
okay.
be the DP man? That don't even make sense.
Okay, now
you know
that
saying?
Makes sense.
I always hold the money, man, and take it to the DP man. On our side, I always hold the money.
That's why you
gotta
have some fucking body on here that got the goddamn brains, man. Cause that make all the sense in the world. Y'all saying Perm had the money, but he always had the money. He not the DP man.
Exactly.
I'm gonna tell you this: at the end of the race, on the winning team, with the supposedly winning team, I'm gonna explain something to whoever thought they was winning. If I felt that I fucking won. If I fed them my heart, ain't nobody can fucking change my mind that I fucking won. There's no do-over.
Yeah.
So if you felt
yeah.
that you fucking won, you should not let a motherfucker persuade you to say that you lost and you're going to do it over or it's a draw. You got to be a goddamn fool to let a motherfucker come over there and tell you, hey, man, this is how it go. If you ain't experiencing this shit.
Hey, Ryan, and also to add, that's an admission of guilt, knowing you did something fucked up.
I'm not going to say that.
I want them to rebut. Please, everybody be quiet. Thank you. Go ahead, Gerald and Tidy Bolt.
Well, I wanted Pete was coming in. Can Pete come in and say it? I want to hear something from someone else also other than just us. Can Pete come on in?
No, I was talking about the red light thing with Mello and Vaughn. And when we got into that, I went up to Vaughn. I showed him the video. I said, you call it. And he looked at it, and he thought it wasn't like – if it was 7 seconds,
hey,
we would have to pay
Pete,
the match.
That's what happened with me, though, Pete.
Hey,
that's
Pete,
I got another scenario. Pete, I got another scenario.
Remember when you and Zay ran, and he ran late over there?
Hold on. I don't want to get
away. I just want to put this scenario out on how I work. I want to show my character right quick.
Hold on a second. Just wait. Gerald and Tidy Bowl, I want y'all to rebut what was said.
Well, Byrne claimed he wasn't a DP man, even though him and I had the money. So it should have been switched over, transferred over, or paid. But, hey, Zay, you don't want to hear what I got to say.
That's not what a DP man is. I don't need you to comment on what I'm talking about.
Zay, can I finish talking? Let me talk, Zay. I don't need you to tell me what I need to say.
Hey, Zay, you ain't gonna understand. Let him get it out. Then respond.
You right. Go ahead, my bad.
Okay, that was Perm. That was his way of saying, okay, he's not gonna pay. I want to just ask Jeremiah, why did he pay? I just want to ask him the next question. He's a car owner. Why didn't he pay? That's all I wanted to ask him.
Gerald, I didn't pay because the car owner told me not to pay. What the fuck are you saying?
Hey, man, I didn't make a decision. Tone it down. I'm telling you why. Hold on, Gerald. Hold on one second.
You went up to the tower or both of y'all went up to the tower because both of y'all had the money.
I walked straight to the man who run the timer as soon as that shit happened, because I know my driver. See, y'all don't know what I know. I knew the man timed out.
I do this shit. I walk straight to that man. Can I just say this? Mediation, bro. Y'all don't even know how to have fucking conversations. Can I just ask Pete a question?
You had their money.
Hey, Pete.
The girl had money.
Hey, Pete.
Why did y'all go together and say what happened? You saying it, but
right,
they saying it's totally different.
I don't know what Gerald did. I know what I did. Gerald was in excitement that he won. I walked straight to the man.
Listen to my question. You said it was no DP man, but you had the money. You were responsible for that money, and Gerald was responsible for the money.
So why didn't both of y'all, if it was a discrepancy,
why didn't you say, hey, we going to the tower because something went wrong? Because
I don't make decisions. I didn't make no decisions. I just hold the money. Listen, can you just wait one second, Sam, and let me get this question out. Let him respond, Sam. Let him get this one thing out, man.
Hey, but if you if you're not responsible for nothing, who did you ask to make the call? If you're not the one to make the call, who did you ask to make the call?
The car owner.
But what I'm telling you is the car owner said.
Okay, let me just get this clear. Every time I try to say what I want to say, everybody asks me something to fucking shut me up. I'm trying to get this one thing out so I can get this out, man. Just let me get this out.
All right, go ahead, Perm, but I'm just telling you. Hey, Pete, can I ask you a question? The car owner said he wasn't paying for the race.
Yes, you could.
So, hey, Pete, can I ask you a question?
Yes, you could.
Hey, Pete, do you remember that time we was at 41, Zay Collins Red Lift?
Yes. Yes.
Remember you walked up to me and asked me to pay, and I told you I was going to go talk to my team, and I came back and paid you.
Yes, you did. Let me correct something. And, Zay, to let you know, we asked Steve T, the manager of the track, and he said, I just wanted to say about my character.
I went to my team and asked them, did they want to pay? Just like I did then. I'm not going to make a decision.
You're right. No, and you know what? We left it
Zay was next to me. We went up to Steve Key and asked the guy, if he what he saved, we going off of.
I just want everybody to know I'm not going to make a decision. I'm not going to make a decision.
You right, though. But if you're not making no decisions, Perm, you should let somebody in y'all camp that's making the decisions hold the money.
I take that to the DP man to make a decision. I take that money to the DP man so he can make a decision.
That's
right.
That's right. You want me to have been over with if they got a DP man?
Just have a DP man.
But you want me to tell you this? Yeah, having a DP man, but the money's so fucking small that
everybody knows some fucked up shit happened.
Man, bro,
what up, though?
You told them that you was going to run the race over?
Yeah, before. No, look.
That's the end of it.
Let him talk, Jeremiah, please.
Check it out. When everybody bum rushed me, I didn't know what the fuck was going on, okay? So, you know what I'm saying? So, when Nathan said, Marty, he's asking, I think he asked Zay or something like what's going on, you know, saying whatever, you know, saying they saying something about like y'all timed out, you know what I'm saying? So we like, damn, how we timed out? We never got a red light or whatever. So cool. So then, you know what I'm saying? So I hop out the car. I think Shannon was right there. You know, everybody was right there. You know, saying like, I'm telling Shannon, like, I don't know. Remember Shannon? I'm like, man, I don't know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all talking to the wrong person. Like, you know, saying like, why? You said, why are you all talking to me? So then, cool. So I hop out the car. You know what I'm saying? Y'all talking about rerunning or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then my son Kalen, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Once y'all pay us our money, that we said we just won first back. You know what I'm saying? And then so now all that shit, whoever's hand, you said to lock in a rerun, that's a lie. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know who the fuck said that I lost my hand, you know what I'm saying, to lock in for another rerun. That's not accurate.
Let me get this nigga on the phone.
Of course.
Do it justify us not getting paid? And what is red light at? What is red light came in at?
I want everybody to understand this. When you commit to say track rules, guess what you're doing? You rely on the track to make decisions, right?
Exactly.
So, okay. Now watch this show. Whoever said exactly, it may sound good starting out. It may sound like it's in somebody else's favor. But if you're relying on the fucking track, guess what else you're relying on? You're relying on that motherfucker to press the auto start or not to press it. That's what you're relying on. Because that's the fucking he controlled it. He controlled it. So you got to rely on the motherfucker. You can't tell him what you think. Oh, it should have been pressed. But if you say track rules, the motherfucker got the button in his hand. He is the track rules. This is his house.
So track rules don't mean NHRA track rules. What kind of shit you
can
talking
I say
about?
Something
but,
please?
But what you want me to tell you?
Don't nobody on this phone know that fucking book backwards to forward. Track rule mean they got the last call. That's what that means. Don't nobody on this phone know that book backwards and forwards, man. When you say track rules, you depend on the last call.
I know that book. Hold on. Let me tell you this. I don't give a fuck what that book says. The determining factor is what the track official says.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's all.
Can I have a few
minutes?
You
know, have a DP man.
You know.
It's over with. Everybody got their money back.
Listen to what I'm telling y'all. Some of these motherfuckers say, oh, you said track rules. What's all the track rules? That ain't what that means. Motherfucker, if I say track rules, that means they got the last call.
Hey, because we just had a smart motherfucker say the NHRA rules. The NHRA rules is different than the fucking track rules.
Hey, bro, happened to us. We lost all that fucking money to Terry.
Hollywood,
all that motherfucking timed out. That motherfucker posted been timed out against us. We counted that shit. You see the seconds on the camera say 10 seconds when I raced Terry O. I paid Terry O and went to go talk to the track. I didn't talk to him and say I wasn't paying you. They made the call, so I asked them what happened. I paid him first to make sure it wasn't no bullshit, then went to go ask them what happened.
Hey, can I
come
say
on,
something?
Al, go ahead.
Man, to me, man, this stuff is real simple, man. I've been around this shit since birth, since 84. And at the end of the day, this is all about integrity and character. I could race Shannon, I could race Shorty, I could race Vaughn. There's a lot of people that I could race here in the city without even getting a DP, man, because of integrity and character. When Gerald and Perm said that they're going to be responsible for each other crew money, that was it. Now they're going off of each other character, integrity. Once the race happened, VJ went through there, Jeremiah car cut off. Big Steve paid his side bet money. It was over there with Zay. Next thing you know, somebody said something about
he paid before he got over there with me. He didn't pay shit.
Total, Zay, he's by your car. Let me get finished talking. Big Steve was over there with you because he was yelling and arguing with Ty about how he's going to take Vinny and fuck him up because the race is over with now. Somebody yelled something about that Tree should have timed out. And that's when Jeremiah ran off with that. Perm is walking off, not to no official, past Gerald. Gerald said, what you doing? Why you not paying me? Perm said, I have to talk to my crew first.
You lying, bro.
Let me get finished talking, man.
No, I don't give a fuck. You can't tell no lie on
me. Let me get finished talking.
You lying, boy. He telling about
me. Tell no lie on me, boy. Talking.
Man, he telling
we go to the
what,
we go
what,
to the
what,
pit.
What part he lying about? The whole fucking lie.
We're arguing about them not paying.
What part he lying about? I don't even want
to
talk
we go
about
to the pits. We're arguing about
he lying
them
about
not
me
paying.
Not walking to that track official. I walked to that man soon as that light went off.
Let me get
I walked straight
talking.
To the track official, man. I didn't talk to nobody.
If that's the case, Perm, the track official told you, I don't know what those guys are talking about, but there wasn't nothing wrong with the timer. They came over and talked to me.
I talked to
nobody.
We all went back and talked to him. I talked to him right then and there.
Let me get finished talking. VJ pulls up. They run to VJ and say, hey, we got to run that back. VJ say, oh, that's fine. His son say, yeah, they haven't paid yet. VJ responds and say, yeah, after y'all pay us in, because he's the driver. He's just coming back from the return lane, coming back to the pit.
You wasn't even, I'm done, y'all. I'm done.
We over there arguing, man. What the fuck?
Y'all
are
lying. Y'all ain't paying us no money. How we got to be lying? Y'all ain't lying. Then. All of y'all story is straight.
All right, well, it's over with. Next time,
hey, that shit crazy.
It's cool.
Ain't no next time having nothing. We got no food with y'all. It ain't no next
okay.
time.
Cool.
$2,000.
Okay.
That ain't nothing.
Cool.
Hey,
okay, cool.
Hey, but I'm saying,
cool.
y'all all bum rush me. That's,
I know
that
it's cool.
It
got to be cool. It ain't going to go no other way.
No problem.
But I mean, but that's the end of it. That's the end solution.
It's over
but,
with. And I, ain't even,
like,
I don't even know
yeah.
why we're still talking about this shit.
I mean, but we could talk about what we want to talk about. Well, what I'm getting at
is,
we came up with the conclusion to just have.
Yeah, but.
No,
I
the
mean,
conclusion
I think,
is some motherfuckers just not good with their word and.
Nah,
but you can't race.
The nice guys finish last. Shit, fuck that. Oh,
yeah, but you can't.
And ain't no nice guys. You ain't no nice guy. The finish nice last. Finish last in this race and shit. Every time
ain't
I run,
you
I have.
Now, hey Zay, you. Come on, man. You know how to play this.
Every
you
time I race, I have
this.
A DP,
stop
man.
All this. That don't make
stop
you right
what,
or wrong
man.
In this race. That ain't got nothing to do with this. Say, y'all
okay,
wrong.
Well, we realize
we,
what happened.
I would have paid.
Gonna get
I would have
paid
you.
Know,
Say, I would have paid
it's
y'all had it been
hey,
the other way.
Know,
plain and simple.
Hey, Gerald, it's easy to say what you would have did when you ain't in that situation.
Hey, Zay, I'm not going to go back and forth with you.
It's
like
easy
I say,
to say what
like
you would have
done
when
you ain't in that
situation.
You don't need
that's
a,
easy
so
to
everybody
say.
You don't
need a DP,
easy
man.
To say.
I
know,
what
you
I
know
what
everybody,
and feel the way I want
everybody, you don't need a DP, man. That's, you know, like that's just.
Depending upon who
you're
dealing with.
I do.
Yeah, everybody, you don't need a DP man. So, I mean, they choose to have a DP man, and y'all felt that y'all shouldn't have.
That leaves no chances or no bullshit.
That is a lesson learned. But I can tell you this. This is what I want to say personally. Whoever drives my car, and I ain't saying it like that, but I am saying it like that. Whoever drives my car, if they making the decision on what I'm gonna do with my car, I'm gonna take them over there behind that trailer. I'm gonna hit them in the mouth, and I'm gonna tell you, hey, now you pay me. You gonna get it straight because you shouldn't open your fucking mouth.
Well, no, Ryan, I get what you're saying, but BJ agreed to race back based upon the fact he know he won already.
It ain't for them. It ain't for them to figure out who is BJ. I'm just saying I'm neutral. You get what I'm saying? Like, I helped Tidy Bowl to win, but after I figured out that this guy opened his mouth, I'm like, fuck it, it's over with. But it ain't for them. It's not for them to figure out what's his position on their team. But what now on Tidy Bowl and them side, that's what they have to learn for the future. Shut the fuck up and don't say nothing. That's Tidy Bowl program. Let him make the deciding.
I get what you're saying, Ryan.
You get what I'm
but
saying?
But being there
hearing
it is two different stories.
No, I mean, right is right. I would say it like this. If it was me, I would have paid it off. You know why I would have paid it off? Because I don't want my name to get caught up into no bullshit. Because people already think I'd be on bullshit. But it's $2,000. I would have paid it off. You know what I would have did? I would have to go find somebody else to get my money back. So it ain't that.
Now,
that's me. That's the way I operate. I would have paid it off. And then you know
but
what?
Ryan.
I would have got my money back from y'all a different way. I would have just got my shit in order and ran y'all for $6,000. I would have double tripled it, and I would get my money back. You get what I'm saying? So you don't have to, like, with me, if I was y'all, I wouldn't say, that's it, we ain't going to race y'all no more. I'm just going to double the pot and go get my fucking money back. And now we have a DP man. Everybody get down and do what they have to do.
Hey,
don't just talk about we ain't racing them no more.
Hey, Ryan.
Get back up
there. Ryan, listen, though. On what happened though, listen, this is the whole problem about drag race, which everybody looking for a fucking check. When all you gotta do it's either gonna red light you or it's not gonna red light you. That light turned green.
We passed that. We talking about the end of result. I'm telling them
but everybody
we don't let them. No, we ain't speculating. The end of result they ain't get paid. And what I'm trying to tell them is if y'all feel that y'all was going to win and y'all talking about we just move away from them, that's not how you're supposed to think about this shit. If you feel you're going to win, work hard, dig down, and go right back to their motherfucking ass. That's what creates a grudge. A grudge just ain't coming with no fucking conversation. It's coming with these motherfuckers get y'all goddamn money. Go get y'all motherfucking shit.
We didn't get a dollar of their money, man. We didn't get a dollar of their money.
Hold on. What I'm getting at is, firm, this ain't got shit to do with you when I'm talking to them. What I'm saying is, if they feel that y'all owe them, and y'all feel
I was
that
talking
y'all
to
are supposed
you.
To race,
said, get back up there. That's all he's saying.
Get back up there. Get back. If they feel now, on another note, Vaughn said, the man told him he wouldn't go pay him. All right? It would have been fair for him to take the $100 out of the $2,000 and gave him $1,900. That's what's fair. What
well,
about
that's
fair
what
here?
I said. That's
all
what
I'm
I said.
Is, the
that's
man
what
came
I
up
said.
With three, four different things. He never said nothing about the tree. He said, before the race, if they lose, I ain't paying them. After the race, he said, that man's son owed me $100, so I ain't paying him. He never said nothing about the tree, not one time. And I said, Jeremiah, pay them people. He said, man, that man's son owed me $100 and didn't pay me. Fair game ain't no robbery. Fair change ain't no robbery.
Hey,
I said, okay, that's something different. You took that.
But you know what?
I'm going to
tell you.
Race mouth,
Bavon,
Bavon,
I want
you.
You
never
hey,
said Bavon, nothing
about I want you. You're not really telling that the whole way that went. Because you
no,
were saying
I'm
going to
tell you like this. Tell the truth then, because you only want to know the truth.
I guess you don't want to know.
So let me say this, Ron. No, I'm just saying my side of it, man. That was your story. Now it was you standing there.
Hey, Jeremiah, if you didn't tell me that, I'd give you $20,000 in the morning if you didn't tell me the word.
What I'm saying is the chronological order that you put it in challenges fit a specific program, but that's not how that happened, Ron.
Jeremiah, you sound smart as hell, but did you tell me them two things? Yes or no?
No, you are absolutely right. I never said I
okay,
didn't
then.
Say that.
Okay, then. That's the end of the conversation. What are we talking about then?
No, but it
don't matter what chronological order.
No, you right.
It don't matter what order was put in.
Tyrone,
I'm telling you right, bro. I'm telling you right, bro.
Hey, Herman's there. I got a question for y'all.
Herman's
there.
I'm here.
Got a question. When did y'all determine? When did y'all come to the conclusion that they timed out?
Let me tell you what I know. See,
hold up.
First, I know my driver. See, my driver went in on DJ when he saw him in that bub. So he double bub to get the clock rolling. I know my driver. Y'all think we sleep on this shit. I know what he was doing. He put the pressure on that man for the lights to come down. You asked the question, I gave you the answer.
Let me ask you this, Perm. Let me ask you this. Well, when DJ went in,
Excuse me. Who double bub?
Hey.
Who double bub?
Can I finish answering the question?
He went in, then he went in again to start the clock, bro. He made the
VJ completed the clock, though. They got on the trash break.
What? Hey.
Y'all don't know what y'all thought. If he double
a lot of lines
hold on.
He went in one bug, then he went in on another bug. He went in one bug.
He
didn't double bug. He went in on one bug.
I'm just saying, the final thing. Zay was sitting there waiting on him while he was going into his last bug. When he went into his last bug, they got on the trans break. He popped, and the light didn't come on.
I was on the trans break the whole time.
No, you wasn't.
Huh?
No, you wasn't. How you gonna tell me what I was doing? I was on the fucking trans break.
You had the converter up a little bit.
You had the converter up.
He wasn't on the trans break.
These motherfuckers is clowns.
You did not get on the rev limit on the trans break.
You a clown too? No, I was on the rev limit.
Hey, but you know
you
what?
You don't got to be on the rev limiter to be on the trans break.
You sure don't, because I do the same shit. I do the same shit.
No, you don't.
What are you talking about, man? This man is crazy, man.
No, you don't. You don't have to be. Yeah, you're right. You crazy too,
so what difference does it make?
What you want me to say this?
You're crazy too.
This is a lesson learned.
Though. How you going to tell me I wasn't on the trans break?
But
I'm not lying on y'all. He's sitting up here lying on me. Go tell me what I'm doing.
We ain't gonna sit here and say what the man was doing because we weren't in a damn car. We don't know how they car operates.
Well,
so we can't say that.
Right.
Bottom line is
on the
man. Jeremiah, they been holding
the
break.
But he wasn't on the
floor. Hey, but just in case y'all don't know, you can grab the trans brake without hitting the gas and wait to hit the gas.
Yeah,
you can.
Yes, you can. Okay,
but he let me tell y'all what I did. I got on the trans brake and held it like 2,000 because the car had been down now. So I tried to hold the RPMs up so it didn't die when I put it to the floor. I know what I'm doing, man.
Well, you, when you put it to the flow is when VJ went into when he got in the beam,
exactly.
You went to the flow.
Exactly.
And you
as soon as he double beamed, as soon as he went all the way in, I put it to the
but
flow.
But here's my point. Why did you do that if you figured that he timed out?
Well, no, that don't
it's
count
not
what
true.
It was.
It's not true instinct. It's not true instinct.
What type of question
to do
is
that? I got a question.
And the light not go red.
That's the question. You don't time out. But can I say this? Every track
because
got
they
different.
Haven't activated the tree yet, Lenny.
Yeah,
that's
but
why.
Even
but it's always
no, but hold
assumption
on.
Though. It's always assumption.
Yeah.
No,
it but
might,
you want me to
not.
Tell you this? Every track it's those 7 seconds. Every fucking track they have different fucking tree
exactly.
timers.
Yes.
They
no,
are,
what
they
I'm
saying
is,
yes.
So
I don't, so
what
I don't
I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, how do you know if you timed out unless the tree go red?
But you want me to tell you this? This is for a motherfucker
trying to from 40 inside 2 hours later and it timed them out.
You know what they're doing?
For that 40 inside.
They all looking for a timeout. Once you bub in, everybody side their own car. You can't count when the man hit the button.
But it was multiple videos.
They don't know when he do it.
Hey, if a motherfucker ain't ready to do what your boys
boy,
here.
Did you see the time out for
when
that 40
Corvette.
Inside, preacher boy? Did you
yeah,
see
that but the red light inside, came on. But the red light came on when they timed out.
Right. So the track official
that
didn't
was
do his job by activating the timer, bro.
That's the same exact thing, Lenny, as the red light came up on y'all and y'all didn't even move. That's because the track
exactly.
official activated the tree. That's why.
So,
y'all didn't move.
So it's the track job to make sure the tree come down as a pro tree and to make sure that the timer is started.
I understand, Vaughn.
That's the track job.
I understand what you said. I understand what you're saying, Vaughn. All I'm saying is, in Jeremiah and them case, they saying that they say Tidy Bowl them. They say Tidy Bowl them.
I don't start. They start.
That's
never
what I'm
come
saying.
On,
but you want me to tell you? Hey, watch this. Do y'all want me to tell y'all?
So you
that
saying?
People
so you saying if? So you saying if? Hold on, Ryan. So Zay, you saying that if the man pressed the button, then he can never time out? Is what you're saying?
Hell no, if he don't press
it,
Terrio did
the same thing. He said up there 10 seconds. The man never pressed the button. He never timed out.
That is correct.
There wasn't no Terrio.
Hey, but you want me to, hold on, now watch this.
The
fishy
did it. The
free
man did it.
Hey, look, from every, yeah, but from every track.
Terrio was right. He didn't time out, and neither did Tidy Bowl them because it was all on the track, man.
You got it right.
I still agree with Tidy Bowl.
Well, they should have went to the track and got paid.
That's who the track said won. The track said Tidy Bowl
right.
won. So I still
y'all
feel like Tidy Bowl won.
Y'all tech racers. Y'all look for the fucking light to turn red.
Hey,
you don't know when the man pressed the button.
Hey, preacher boy. The fucking track rules is after 7 seconds, that motherfucker's supposed to go red. So everybody's looking for that after 7 seconds, man.
But that's not all tracks.
That's like saying
you're racing on
a pro tree and a regular tree come down. You're not looking for a regular tree. You're looking for a pro tree.
Listen, man. Right is right and wrong is wrong. Yeah. But y'all not for to come up with no bullshit and say, no, I feel as though that Jeremiah and them should have paid, yes. But when you
right.
start talking
exactly.
about that team, man, that's up to
now,
the fact.
Hold on, let me ask y'all, folks. I want y'all to hear this. How long do it take that man to press the button to activate the 7 seconds? He got to wait till you double bug and him bug one.
His reaction might not be your reaction.
Hey, preacher boy, you sound dumb as hell. He can activate that tree whenever he get ready. Whenever he get ready.
No, Vaughn.
There you go.
Vaughn,
he can activate it when he get ready.
Preacher boy saying the same thing as you. Preacher boy saying the same thing. He's saying, my 7 seconds may not be when
let
he
me ask you one question.
The button.
Me
yeah,
not being there, if a Jeremiah Cowan would have went down there and caught him, would they have looked to get paid?
That's a good one.
That's a question.
It wasn't no red light,
that's
but y'all timed out. So you talking about
when y'all get into it with a whole bunch of what ifs, when y'all get into it with a whole bunch of what ifs, that opened up a whole nother can of worms. We going off of facts of what did happen.
That's true.
He got on the transcript.
I just feel that. Hey, but you want me to tell you this? I just feel that it was neglected for whoever, I'm not going to say who, when, where. It was they neglected the fact of learning how this shit go, because when you go to 42, that track, you stays different. When you go to Byron, that track stays different. When you go to Steel, that track stays different. For me as my car owner, you know what I do? I go up there, I say, you run a pro tree? He say, yeah, we always run a pro tree. I say, which one? And he tell me it's either 400 or 500. Then I go up there before the track get hot, and it's me and a guy up there, I step in the beam to see the distance between the fucking beams, because they are not all the fucking same. Then you got to ask the motherfucker, man, what do it take to get timed out? This motherfucker going to say 7, this motherfucker going to say 10, this one going to say fucking 18, then this one going to say we don't even do that. That's how every track go. It's different on every fucking track. So if you're not experienced, then you're going to get fucked every time you go up there. Because the distance between the beams are different. Yeah, all of them is fucking different.
Part two, hey, listen. And part two to the bullshit. If you're going to race, get your ass in the beam and go.
And what was they saying, right? When we was at 131, everybody kept saying, watch that motherfucker tree. That bitch dropping faster than a motherfucker.
Yeah, because it was on a 400. And I asked the guy, and, you know, I told that young boy to get in my car. I went up there. I said, have you ever ran on this tree? You know what he said? He said, no. So I told him, I said, this is what you do. He got up there, he cut a decent light on the second one, but the first one he fucked up. Now, when I ran Wick, guess what I told? I got my driver, guess what I told him? I said, you cannot fuck around on this shit. I said, because we almost lost. And I told him, we timed out. He said, because of this, that, and other. I said, we timed out, man. I said, you got to get better at this shit. You get what I'm saying? I said, he fucking timed out. This is what I told my driver. Because everybody know I went through about 4 or 5 drivers. I don't give a fuck about firing a motherfucker. That's my shit. You gonna do what the fuck I tell you to do. If you can't get in there before 7 seconds, this ain't your motherfucking program. You ain't getting in that fast, motherfucker.
You
gonna have to go find somebody else.
Club if you ain't ready to go in.
Exactly. But you know, like, that's but that come from inexperience.
Who go on the bus and clear up the car while 3 bugs?
I was just about to say. Now, if you pull your dumb ass in the first bug,
well, we ain't gonna
go neutral, and you want to go neutral.
Now, we ain't gonna say
that. That was dumb in itself.
I said, right, if you gonna pull the first bug, then go neutral.
Yeah, but
go then go neutral. Hold on.
If the red would have came out, we would have played.
Hold on. Hey, but hold on. Watch this. I'm not gonna call them dumb. I ain't gonna do that. But what I am going to say, but one, what did I tell you? What did I tell you before we went down there? I told you, I say, if he get in there, he's shaky, you're going to get in there. You act like you didn't want to get in there because whatever reason, but I say, for our money, you got to get your ass in there. And he was like, man, all right, cool. Because I knew the experience level, it's much more than, I used to drive my own goddamn car. I'd have been faster than a lot of y'all motherfuckers. And I know with a turbo car and permatell.
Stop that goddamn line.
Motherfucker, I'm damn near the fastest motherfucker here, so shut the fuck up.
Man, Ryan,
look,
stay on track, Ryan. You were doing good. Stay on track, man.
So look, when you don't have that experience, just learn that somebody else is not that you got to hold a car.
It's you don't know what you're doing, and you have to learn it. If you're going to be a driver, you don't get up there and learn a gross race. You take your car out there. You test that motherfucker. If we go from 41 to the Grove, you go up there and do exactly what I tell you to do. You ask these motherfuckers how to track and how the lights work. Because if not, you're going to be a fool because these other people that go test their cars, they know how the lights work because they well-traveled. These people traveled all over. You get what I'm saying?
Hey, Ryan.
So,
hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan, mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question because I'm on here trying to listen and I'm trying to learn something. It's money. Let me ask you a question. If I'm holding, just say our camp is racing your camp, and I'm holding our money, and you holding your money, and my camp go through that and turn on the green light for a win, you say the light timed out. And then you say, I say, go to the track and see. You walk to the track, and you say, the man say, ain't nothing wrong with the timer, ain't nothing wrong with the tree. The man didn't time out. Would you have to go to ask everybody else, or would you pay?
But hold on. That would have been, we would have had a foot to stand on. But someone said they was going to rerun it.
Exactly.
Ryan, that's not how it went.
Hold on, Ryan.
Hold on, bro. Once VJ said that, bro, y'all got to take some accountability for what he said, bro.
But you also got to listen to this, Vaughn. He was going all the way down to the finish line. Wait a minute, AJ. VJ was still
there,
in the
money.
Car.
That's what I'm trying to talk to Vaughn about.
I know I wasn't there,
wasn't
AJ,
there.
But let me get my corner off like you trying to do.
Did VJ and Jeremiah lock in, or did Tidy Bowl and Jeremiah lock in?
Tidy Bowl.
Okay,
VJ couldn't have said shit then.
Okay,
no,
now check this out. Check this out, Lenny.
Lenny.
When they went down through that, VJ was in the car. Tidy Bowl was at the starting line. Perm was at the starting line. Perm and Gerald was at the starting line before VJ got back and was able to say anything. Gerald asked for his money from what I heard.
Money, hold up. If me and Lenny lock in and motherfucker Puerto Rican Pete come and say something, I can take Puerto Rican Pete word, bro.
I know that, Vaughn, but listen to what I'm saying.
Hold on, VJ. Hold on one second.
Go ahead.
You're absolutely right, Vaughn. Listen. When Jack Ball and motherfucking Steven with Canelo was talking about re-racing and rerunning the night after the track had the incident with the light, I told Jack Ball, I said, you and Steven didn't lock in shit. Pete and Vaughn need to talk and see what the hell going on. Because you two motherfuckers, y'all saying y'all going to race, y'all ain't locking in nothing. And Jack Ball said, you know what, Lenny, you right. Let me shut the hell up. And true enough, yeah, you can take Pete's word, but at the end of the day, no matter what the hell happened, if I locked you in, you need to talk to me and fuck me.
What I'm saying is, they need to have another motherfucker out their camp. Their word is valuable. That's all I'm saying.
Right, Vaughn, just what I'm saying here.
Unfortunately, in that case, Jeremiah and Tidy Bowl locked in, so that's the ones who should have been saying whether they're going to rerun it or whatever the case may be. Don't hold BJ accountable because he just
we're doing a lot of ring around the rosy for no reason. Before the race, Jeremiah said he wasn't paying if he lost. So, no,
there
not,
you
no,
go.
He
you right. You, yep, you right. You right.
Yeah, that's all it is.
But see, this is a learning experience for everybody. You know what we learn? This is what we learn. Shut the fuck up. Wherever you're thinking
right,
it, and you don't have to tell nobody.
Right.
You don't have to tell nobody what you're going to do. You get what I'm saying? Watch this. Jeremiah didn't have to he didn't have to say that.
Hold on. Watch this.
But guess on the other end, both of y'all need some discipline. Because VJ didn't have to open his fucking mouth and say he going to rerun it. It ain't his goddamn car.
You got that
right.
You
know what
right.
I'm saying?
That's right.
He said
that's
that was
right. Right.
So,
that's
so everybody needs to learn a lesson.
The first thing VJ should have said was, man, y'all need to holler at Tidy Bowl.
Man, yeah, everybody.
They came over there asking me.
What the whole thing is, there's too many chiefs and no Indians. They got too many chiefs in one camp and no Indians. Somebody
that
got to follow orders.
Fall
back.
They ain't got nothing to do with
it.
Hey, just like DC man
would have cut
the
DC man
made
both parties.
You got to have a
DC man
with
his
DC man.
It ain't
got nothing
to do with too many chiefs to know. Because sometimes it be the problem to be a whole team be full of Indians. It ain't got nothing to do with no chiefs.
Hey, look. Hey, listen to this.
Exactly.
Hey, watch
this. That don't mean.
Watch this. We were down in Florida.
Then why did he say something? He had no business saying nothing.
We were down in Florida.
Man, he said something because he was trying to defend himself. He didn't know what to say. He was stalling.
Hey, look.
Remember,
your mic is open. And, Rob, your mic is open. Come on.
Look, we were down in Florida, and Vaughn couldn't be there. And I don't want to make no fucking decisions, but after I seen certain things going on, I called Vaughn. I said, look, I said, you ain't here. I said, this is what we going to do. I say, if I got to step in and tell these people we going to pay the punk out versus going down there fucking our money up, then that's what we going to do. He said, okay, cool. Other than that, I'm not going to say nothing about nobody else's shit. We on the same goddamn team. I know my fucking
you got
place.
There, right?
I'm not, but if Bob was like, man, go ahead. But shit, as long as you don't fuck your money up, because all of us got fucked up behind just some dumb shit. So I called him like, man, I'm going to tell them we ain't running it next time. He said, cool.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to step in the
mister,
way.
Do you got something? I'm going to say something at the end. Mister, you got something?
Hey, can I ask Brian a question real quick?
Only thing mister going to say is
hold
this
on,
shit.
Hold on,
is comical.
B-Man, I got you. Hold on. Go
only
ahead,
thing mister going to say is this shit is comical as hell. Jerry cool with me, but he knew he wasn't going to pay that boy. When he told Vaughn what he told him, Jeremiah's mind was made up. All this other shit is just a way to get out of it. But the fact of the matter is this.
Hey, mister.
Hold on.
Hey, mister.
Hold on.
Yeah, both of them cars would have took off together.
And Tidy Ball
put their cars
on
Jeremiah. He still won't pay.
But let me show you something, Vaughn. If Zay hadn't a pop and went down through them, okay, the only problem I got with what Perm did, if Zay had a went down through there, Perm would have had his hand not to go get that money. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, he would.
He wouldn't have been
But Gerald did have his hand.
But this my motherfucking opinion. I'm going to get it. So all that other shit,
and
I don't
just
care
like
about
asshole.
So right, and I'm gonna show mine right now. So if you don't like it, hang up, cause I'm gonna show mine right fucking now.
I don't got no problem with it.
Everybody got an asshole on this phone right now. But see, like even that shit, that's you know what I mean. The man asked me did I have an opinion. I'm just giving it, bro. All that, I don't give a fuck what you're talking about.
Go ahead, bro. I ain't mean to interject.
Right,
I ain't got no problem
right,
with what you're
saying,
bro. Go ahead and do your thing, man.
That's unnecessary because when you do that,
well,
though,
shut the fuck up
you want me to, how you want me to respond to that, Perm? I'm just saying, like, I ain't tidy bowl. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey,
I
man, I don't know who you are, but you can just respond
just
the way you want to.
All you got to do is say what you want to, bro.
That's your opinion.
You
I ain't going to stop your
hey,
opinion.
Hey, right,
hey
right. Perm,
you know who that is. That's
listen.
Hey, Zay. That's Brother D, son.
What up?
What
up? What up?
But just keeping it real, Zay. If you had a win down through that, bro, y'all would have wanted to get paid. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we can't talk about that, bro. That didn't happen,
right,
so we can't
okay,
even speak on that.
So I'm going to end it like this. Yo, boy, know he bogus, man. He wasn't going to pay it on people.
For real,
bro.
That didn't happen?
That's what this, is all about.
Hey, mister, you 1,000% right. If he felt like that, he shouldn't have told nobody.
He shouldn't have said nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, can I say something right quick?
Gary wasn't going to pay on people. Hold on.
Hey, but the conclusion for all the bullshit.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan. Now, I feel what you're saying, right? When you say the driver,
can you use one of these?
This is
This is a learning. This is a test for him to learn and grow.
But who got all that background noise?
He shouldn't have.
He shouldn't have said nothing.
But at the end of the day, he don't make no decisions, Ryan. Because if one of them dudes in your car was driving, the young boy that y'all threw in, you would have kicked him in his ass and told everybody that what he said held no value, held no weight. You wouldn't have went with
but
that
I mean,
shit.
You want me to tell you this? I don't think people would have, like, if it was up to me, if I was on Dave Nelm's side, Jeremiah's side, Perm's side, I would have been a voice of reason to say, man, look, we'll go ahead and pay him. We just go get the money back. But then on the other side, I would have been screaming the motherfucking driver ass out and tell him, man, you never should have. He would have felt so fucking small, he probably would never drove for me no more. I would have told
that
him.
That wasn't the
like,
case, man. Y'all making this bigger than what it is.
Can I tell y'all this?
I want to know this. Okay, everybody. So Victor came up and said what he said. Lil Al came on and pretty much said the same thing that Vic said, but everybody only keep taking the part away is that he said he's going to rerun it. Now, I had a situation like that before with my own self. I ain't going to speak on that, because that's not nothing going on. But my question is, did Vic say he will rerun it in state? Because he said he don't have a problem rerunning it, and then they told him, we didn't get paid from the first race, and he said if we get paid first.
Come on.
But then once he
– right.
There
you
go. There
you
go.
Hold on. I hear what you're saying, but you can't – but you can't – but listen to this. It's not for him to be determined, like, we go – that's what I'm saying. Like, he don't – his voice as a driver,
my drivers don't have
no fucking opinion. You are here to drive my fucking car. If you don't drive my fucking car, you go voice your opinion. This is not your program to be doing it with. It's plain and simple. You're not to voice your opinion.
Hey, Ryan,
you
tell
go,
ass. If you're not listening
hold
to
on.
Us when we're driving our car, you're going to be driving cars in Alaska, motherfucker. So you better listen. That's it.
I'm with you 100%.
Hold on. Watch this. Somebody got in my car. They started it up. And they cleared it up too fucking hard. I say, son, this is your last day at this one. You're out of there. You ain't gonna tell me you ain't no deal sooner.
He's not just talking, bro. He's not just talking.
Hey, Vaughn, Ryan got a turnover rate like Amazon. God damn. Hey, listen. No, I'm saying
because he feel like that for real. He's not just talking, bro. People just be talking. He feel like that for real. You could be driving his car on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock and fuck up, and somebody else be driving his shit by 6 in the afternoon.
Well, hey,
I mean,
that's
just
Vaughn.
6 in the evening.
Hey,
it ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hey,
this is program.
I'm
only asking that because it's like a big... Vic, hold on.
Hey, y'all, can I say something?
Vic, still on the phone.
Yeah.
Hey, can I say something real quick?
Hold on, man. Can I say something? Because I've been listening to all y'all talk.
Let me say something.
My thing is this. If there's a track rule and nobody know what the track rule is, we can't be making it up for ourselves to benefit ourselves. The track rule states what it is. Now, if official mess up and don't turn that time on and – we all know you don't get 12 seconds. We all know you don't get 9 seconds. And this past 7 seconds, you have to ask the track, in the situation of this scenario, if y'all was doing it in a class race, what is the solution? That's how you get your answer. And if they say, we run it over.
You cannot ask for opinion on the class race.
Well, if you say track rules,
like
yes,
that.
You can.
Hey.
That's
no,
how
you
it
cannot.
Hey, Rob.
When you say track rules, if y'all and
you can't make up your own rules.
No, you're not making up your rules. If you say track rules and y'all have a discrepancy, you go to the official to see who won. That's it.
No.
Hey man,
can I tell you what the solution is? When they don't turn that system on, what is their solution to a situation like that? So you can make the best decision for the situation.
Hey, Zabo, can I ask you a question?
hold on, hold on, man. Hey, real quick. Hey, look, fuck all that shit y'all got going on, right? You can rerun that shit.
Hey, man.
Y'all want to fuck
No, let me ask this question. Y'all talking about rerunning it? Hey, go ahead, because I want to ask I want to ask a simple question. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike.
Okay.
I mean, hey, y'all want to goddamn do some Saturday at 41 with Jeremiah?
No.
Okay, so now can I ask my question?
Yeah, go ahead.
What day can we be
okay.
Ready
okay.
Ready
so we all talking about we all
41 with Jack Valcado. In case anybody asks, we ready at 41 with Jack Valcado.
Man, we'll be on our way to Mike Hill race anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, Zay, let me ask this question. Everybody's talking about everybody arguing about everything. I just want to point out some simple questions. If somebody asked me a question, now y'all lined up. The light didn't come on, so you can't say he did 12 or 13 seconds because the light didn't come on, number one. Number two, he went through there. His green light came on where it said his side won. Number three, Perm out of his own mouth said he went up there right after the race because he know his driver, and he went up there and asked the man.
He went out nowhere. He said
yes, he did, Zabo. The conversation's being recorded. Go back and listen to it. Him and Gerald were talking. Hold on. Him and Gerald were talking. Listen, him and Gerald were talking, and he said when the race was over, because he know his driver, he went right up there and asked the guy about the timer, and the guy said wasn't nothing wrong with it. So my question to you is this. Thank you, preacher boy. But my thing is this. So he didn't say he turned it on. When Zabo got on it, like somebody said, if Zabo would have went down there and picked Tidy Bowl up, well, I would have got – y'all would have wanted to get paid.
That ain't not
now,
wise. We
hold on,
about
hold on.
Hold on.
My question is this. My question is this. Let's go by what happened. They both got in the bin, no matter what time it was.
We had this conversation.
Y'all both got in the bin. BJ went through there, turned the green light on. Why the fuck didn't he get paid? That's the question.
Hey, money.
Because you got 13 different sets of track rules.
Let me answer the question, Rob. Hey, money.
Yeah.
If that tree would have came down as a regular tree and a pro tree, and Tidy went down there and turned the wind light on, would he supposed to get paid like that?
Hey, Zabo, that's a big if.
I want to see what your answer is.
Yes.
No, my answer would be no, because that's not the tree that y'all. Let me answer. Let me finish. Everybody else talking over me, Zay. Wouldn't have got paid because that's not the tree that both teams agreed upon. So, no, he wouldn't have gotten
paid.
But
if both teams agreed upon track rules and the tree didn't come down on track rules, why should he pay?
Okay, because y'all both agreed on the track rules, and Perm said he went straight up there because he know how his guy drives and asked the guy about the tree. Now, the guy said he didn't turn it on. Y'all
are. Hey, money, can we agree?
No, he didn't turn it on.
Hey, Zabo, I'm out the way, man, because I can't hear you. Everybody else is ad-libbing. I can't hear you.
Close there by Michael Mann. Why not check a solution, though? That race is over with. It has been established.
They ain't got no solution,
man.
They ain't got no solution because people still trying to get paid.
There is a solution. A DP man.
Y'all got y'all little joke in.
Let
someone else
know.
Shit.
Jeremiah,
first
Jeremiah,
Excuse me, can I say something?
Want to establish, he want to get back.
Yeah, this is big. Hey, I want to say something. Hey,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you like this. All that shit over with. All that shit is over with. It's dead and gone. This shit over with. J-Bo, I want
to
congratulate you.
Again, y'all know what to do.
Man.
Get a DP, man. You already know. Get a DP, man.
DP, man, don't get it right now. He needs to know.
Hey, Zabo.
Hey, now can we switch the gears on this and talk
hey,
about the positive shit?
All they gotta
hey,
do
Zabo.
Is run the race again.
I wanna congratulate you.
DP, man. That's all they gotta do. They're
Zabo.
Not gonna pay that race, so just run again, double the pot up, and that'll be all
Zabo.
For that.
Yeah, yeah, y'all. We'll let y'all.
I wanna congratulate
all
you on your win in the shootout and all that. I wanna congratulate
that.
Everybody from the Midwest. That ran somebody
yes,
from
sir.
Down south.
Yes, sir. Hey,
we didn't. The thing is, everybody from
south.
Up north
that's
that
right.
ran somebody
right.
down south won. So I want to congratulate
that's right.
everybody
that's
that
right.
did
right.
their thing down there.
Big
all that other shit is irrelevant.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You
yes,
know,
sir.
Everybody went
that's
down there and did their thing.
Why y'all don't?
Call it like
why y'all don't congratulate me when I go down there?
Hey, and we had some motherfucking fun.
Why nobody congratulate me when I go down there and pull somebody's ass out, huh?
Congratulations, Ryan.
Congratulations, Ryan.
Hey, look, I want y'all to know, man. Y'all brothers, I love all you brothers, man. But if y'all on that other side of that motherfucking lane, I'm trying to kill you bitches.
Watch your mouth.
Hey, Vaughn, who your daddy?
Oh, shit.
Here we go. Hey, Vic, I'm on your ass, too, Vic.
Who is that?
Oh, shit.
Straight now.
That's
who
the
you
goddamn
think
it
is.
I'm on your ass.
Yeah.
I want to congratulate Vic on his win against grandson, goddamn it.
I can't tell who that is.
Hey, you want me to tell you?
I know who you is. I'm saying whoever.
That was Jack. Hell, Jack.
Oh, Jack said he on my ass. Well, I see you.
Hey, y'all want me to tell you, it's a big accomplishment.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. All that other shit. Y'all wasted the whole fucking show on some shit that simple.
Right.
Get you a DP, man.
Hey, Zabo.
Yeah.
Out of all that happened, I fucked that cutlass up for Michigan.
Yeah.
I'm going back.
Yeah, that's right. Jeremiah did get him away.
Yeah, congratulations, Jeremiah. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
So did.
Wait, look. This is what I'm saying. It's like we gotta acknowledge Big Nam for getting up there with grandson because that's a motherfucking accomplishment, man. That ain't nothing that you get to walk around and say, you know.
That's a grandson ain't no motherfucker walking apart.
That's right.
You got to give it to him. Yeah, he fucked us up, but it's like this. He should be patting himself on the back. They should be cheesing. They should be happy. Vic did what he's supposed to do. Good job. And then we just go wait for you next year. We go do a tag team on that motherfucking ass, and then that's how we go.
I like that.
That's right.
I'll see you next year.
That's right. That's right.
I'll see you next year.
I like that. But that's how you do it. See, this is how you do it. If we get fucked
up, that's right
back at your ass. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You ain't doing nothing but holding our money. We ain't going to cry talking about we knocked the tire, whatever the case may be. Look, if we took fault in it. I took fault in it. I said I wasn't there.
Vaughn, like, man, hey, I should have been paying attention more. Whatever case, it's all our fault dealing with that damn car.
Hey, Ryan, yeah. The question you asked me, who is weak?
What you mean?
Who is
weak?
Oh, man. Not the
who is weak. He got you
that
time.
He got you.
He got you,
Ryan. Hey, Zabo,
we all have a job with these goddamn cars. And I'm going to say on our team, we all got a job, right?
Yes,
so that was a major accomplishment. Yeah, that was a major accomplishment.
Hey, and another thing, everybody in America know I should have got that bell, but it's cool, you know. I understand
how
that goes. That don't pay you a dime, whether you get it or not.
Okay, there
you
go.
There you go. Hey, I've been to
the devil. You're not going to get it because you're from up north.
Right, you ain't going to get it. He already, dog already said that. He said he already admitted that.
But I already know what's going on. Yeah, that shit ain't nothing.
Yeah, he admitted that. He admitted you wasn't going to get it.
Yeah, I already knew that.
Said he got. He told Jeremiah he got to side with his people. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Well, we
ain't worried about that shit.
No,
he
but you
people.
Know that.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, well, you the best Chicago.
$100,000
for the weekend.
And also, the bell report is made to create controversy to make more race.
Yeah, go down there and fuck them up.
That's really the point of it. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But everybody did that thing. Everybody did what they were supposed to do. Everybody did what they were supposed to do. Congratulations. Where my son at?
Yes, sir.
Where my son at?
Oh, man.
My son.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah, my son. Vaughn, my son, goddammit.
Man, your son's at home, boy.
His car called grandson.
Hey, look. Hey, but look. You can't
I'm the daddy.
You got
Hey, you got lucky.
I'm the daddy.
Good thing you know some good friends. You got lucky, so it's cool.
I got lucky. Well, I take that luck, then. I take that luck.
Hey, Vic, you got some good-ass friends. I wish I had some friends like you. Let me beat somebody else in their car, too. So don't go overboard now, motherfucker.
Ooh. Oh, stop it, man. Stop it, man.
No,
there you go.
Ain't no
take your ass whooping gracefully. Take your ass whooping gracefully.
I got my ass whooped, but it wasn't by toe tag. I got my ass whooped, though.
Okay, I can't whoop you. I can't whoop you with toe tagger. I whooped you with what I could.
You whooped me with what you? Hey, I got my ass whooped. I don't want no excuses.
Vaughn, hey, guess what? Answer this question, Vaughn. Answer this question. How many times have you whooped me?
I don't remember. I don't even remember right
now. Man, yeah. You, I would remember if I got my ass whooped too.
Hey, I
whooped
my
ass
in
gunplay.
Hold on, Vic. I get my ass whooped all the time, Vic. Was you raised?
Listen,
you raised
man,
20,
I wasn't taking it. Hey,
I don't care no, hey, man, none of that shit.
Listen,
when
man.
When you race 20 times a year, you're going to lose some. You're going to lose some.
Oh, yeah, that's cool, man. I'm not saying, hey, listen, dude. I'm not taking nothing away from you or your program.
Hey, don't call me
dude.
My name's
my turn.
Don't call me no damn dude. Don't call me
hey,
no damn dude, nigga. My name's
dude,
Vaughn.
It's my turn. Just
hey,
like you talk
you
shit when you win, right now it's my turn.
If you want to call me dude, fuck you and everything you stand for then, nigga. Fuck you. You want to call me dude, my name's Vaughn.
Damn.
Hey.
Okay, now
hey,
you're getting personal. All right, son.
Hey, fuck you, Vic. I was talking to you about Vic.
Hey, boy. It's all around, too. If you race 20 times, you're going to lose some. Vic raced 20 times and he finally won one. So you got to give it to him, man. The man ran 20 times, he won one.
Ooh.
Give it to him, man.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
I got to get to him.
Hey, Ryan. Stop it, man. Stop it, man.
Now you get up there, you did your job. Yeah, now, I mean, that car worked. That's a good working car. I can tell you that. It
man, that damn car worked. That car worked like a motherfucker. It made the same pass at 41. It made the same pass at Byron. It made the same pass at Townsend.
Hey,
that motherfucker gonna go down Doty.
I can't keep that car Doty.
If that car Doty is going up the track,
It made the same pass. Slow.
Doty, huh?
All the goddamn time. Slow going down the track.
It didn't have to be fast to win. It won. That's all that matters.
Yeah, you're right.
And we didn't have no DP man either, did we? We didn't have
no
DP man.
Hey, man, don't do that.
And we ain't have no problem.
Vic, stop that, Vic.
We ain't had no DP man. And you know what's the luxury of that? You know what the luxury of that, Vic? Don't nobody know when we race, bro. Nobody.
No, nobody knows.
Don't nobody know who race, bro.
But it's all good. Hey, good sportsmanship, man. Hey, we had a job to do. We did what we had to do, and that's it.
Yeah,
congratulations, Zabo, on getting that damn shootout win.
You gotta know your person.
Congratulations to all you guys, man.
That's it. That's all. I ain't trying to take nothing from nobody.
I want to say congratulations to motherfucking goddamn Vic and them. Congratulations to Canelo. Congratulations to Big Freak. Goddamn it, grandson.
For sure.
Everybody that represents Chicago on the road.
Yeah.
And you Cass Potatoes,
right.
just
chill
on, man. Just appreciate us, man.
That goddamn Camelo making the move, baby. That damn Camelo getting on through that.
This time,
Camelo getting on through that.
Hey,
Vaughn, I got
some
look back
week.
From that motivation, motherfucker, that poor grandson out, goddamn. We told his ass up.
Yeah, when it knocked his ass out.
Hey, look. Hopefully next week we got some new information to give y'all some new motherfucking races because shit, Valdosta coming.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah,
it's going down.
Who coming
fast
for
next week? Yeah, y'all tell us the race locked in for next week. I got you. Hey, Sam, I'm gonna tell you all our locked in. We got Jesse James, grandson Jesse James, Dirty Diana, Big Freak, Big Freak and Dope King. We got Karachi versus Lil Vinny.
We got grandson versus Jesse James, and we got grandson versus somebody else. They just don't know it yet. But we got grandson versus somebody else. They just don't know it yet.
I got Tony Bynes giving me the back tire. He giving me the backstage tire with one of those fucking funky ass cars. I don't even remember which one it is.
Hey, Ryan,
it don't even matter which one.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan, can you slide me in, sir, like I do you?
Oh, yeah, I'll slide you in.
He gave me
a backstage pass.
Don't say that, Zabo.
Okay.
It ain't what
don't
I heard.
Don't say that on here because they're going to be running back. Come on, Zabo better with Ryan, man. Get up out of there.
But y'all want me to say, good report. Hey, but you want me to tell y'all this? If they had any sense and they see me walk over there where he at, I slash my money in that goddamn pot because this one thing I do know, this motherfucker not going to go out there with no competitor. He's going to go out there with somebody he know he can beat.
I don't have
no problem. Give me a free fucking check.
This girl fucking rag.
Hey, I texted him the other day. I texted his faggot ass. He looked at it like 30 minutes to an hour after he raced. I texted. I said, "What time you run of that truck?" An hour later, he looked at it. I say, fuck it. Ain't nothing else for us to talk about. You already racing.
I ain't see it. I don't be having my phone on me at the track a lot like that.
Hey,
know,
well, look.
On race day.
Look, every time you race it, just put me 500 in the pot. That's what you do. Because I know you ain't getting up there with no contender.
Man, hey, Ryan, you can't say that because I girls race every round at the shootout. Shit.
Yeah, because you ain't had no other
right.
choice.
For a bag, too? A bag?
Yeah,
for
he ain't had no other choice.
Hey,
for
a bag.
It's either all or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like
ran for a bag, though. I ain't no shit about that motherfucker. I looked at it. I said, damn, we might have fucked up.
Hey, look, they called me.
I said, man, I'm mad to the motherfucker. We and two of us ain't because they must saw something he ain't told me. What the fuck going on?
They called me about that Mustang, and they asked me what I think.
I don't think shit. I don't know. Like, I don't get off into that. Like,
hey,
if you ain't gonna go out there and do what you need to do,
hey,
yeah,
I tell you,
you ain't going
out there. They said them motherfuckers. I said, I thought Big Free need the back tire. Yeah, that Big Free told them to bet whatever. I said, okay, let me bag up.
Hey, they should have. They should have gave them a goddamn back tire. Ain't that some shit? Hey, this motherfucker
yeah,
sent me a Mustang. He sent me a Mustang with some zoomies in the front of it. Talking about where they at. And I'm trying to figure out where the Mustang come from. They call me, tell me what you think. What I think is you need to put those fucking zoomies on somebody else's car. That's what you need to do to them motherfuckers. You need to get those zoomies away. Because they don't belong on your shit.
They need to put the zoomies on free. On Lil Free. Put the zoomies on free.
Hey, Jay. Tell Ryan what happened
24
hours later, bro. Tell him what happened.
24 hours later. Man, everybody who I ran in that shootout inbox, you're talking about you want to lock in for Mike Deal race. I'm like, hell no.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you this, Jay. Right, to keep this, you may not want to do it. I don't know what y'all do with the bread, but you got to be able to get back up to and defend it. That's what makes a team.
You did me.
You get what I'm saying? Hey, that's what makes a team. You got to get up there and defend it, man.
You kidding me? I was just a better man that night. Shit, I ain't got no business locking in none of those cars. You crazy?
I'm gonna tell you this.
Hey.
I'm gonna tell you this. I ain't gonna have no. I'm not gonna go down there.
I was the only small block in the motherfucker. Shit.
No, so what?
Yeah, them motherfuckers bet me. They like, I bet you $1,500 he got a big block. I say, they ain't going to show y'all his motor. I want to bet them so bad.
Little block.
Hey, I said, you give me a couple, give me a few hundred. Shit, that shit, come here.
Hey, that motherfucker took that W on. That motherfucker say, oh, he got that motherfucking TRE they was trying to sell, the Samsung.
Hey. But I'm gonna tell you this. People, like, our race is different. I'm not gonna look at your car and tell about, oh, this is where I think it goes. We just gonna put this in there. I'm gonna try to murder a motherfucker every time I get up there.
Yeah.
We gonna run it full out.
Yeah.
You got that
door.
Hey, Zay, you
going to
tell him
somebody
that got now.
A whole bunch of
stuff
in the background.
Zay, I caught you.
There you go. Damn, Flop, I didn't know you was on here. I'm gone, man. God damn, man.
You
said
you ain't got no business running them boys. I got a post you put up talking about who owned this car, asking for Big Freak. What do that mean?
Well, that was the winner, you know what I'm saying, in the finals. You know what I'm saying? That was just, you know, just trying to get, you know, I was going to give him some get back. That's all.
Oh, okay.
It's mighty odd to me.
Yeah, they responded. Yeah, they said something, right, you know. Whatever, I'm like,
I just looked at Cal City Cow post. He said, I had to hang up just to get a DP man. You know, when I go down south, I don't know none of those motherfuckers saw a DP. I just got to win. For a DP man, I didn't be giving my money to anybody. I don't know these motherfuckers. I just say, here.
I don't know these motherfuckers.
You get what I'm saying?
If it ain't dog or one of them, I'd rather just fuck with somebody else from the city. Shit.
Now let me tell y'all why I'm constantly standing on that DP shit, because I fucked myself out of DP over this past weekend as well. Not having a DP man, I fucked myself.
I was
locked in with the Grudge on Friday. Okay, now me and King B locked the fucking race in 500 on 2,000 or better. Cool. Problem number one: King B wasn't even at the track. That was issue number one. Issue number two, when it comes time to put the money up, this motherfucking Bushnell, like, he got $1,000 cash, $1,000 cash out.
I'm like $1,000 on Cash App. We ain't, I don't like how that go. We got cash money. What, you know what I'm saying? We not trying to be going through no Cash App shit. Reverse the payment. We not doing that. We race for cash. You know what I'm saying? So he got the money or whatever. He ended up coming up with the other $1,000. So we go to get Dog the money. Now Dog going over the steps. They go over everything. Now Dog like, what's the DP on this money? Now this fucking Bushnell gonna sit up there and say, ain't no DP on the money. If he get up there and can't go, he don't lose a dime. I said, well, Pern went over there like he was telling y'all earlier. He had the money. He hold the money. He take the money to the DP man, and this is what he was doing. He had the money over there with Dog, and he was like, Dog, it's $500 on $2,000 or better. What do you mean? How is it not a DP? And it was just a whole bunch of bullshit, and we didn't end up racing up. And come to find out, he fucked himself out of free 500 because when I went to go shake my car down after we agreed not to even race, my car wouldn't even start. The fucking tune was wiped out the computer. So if he would have just did what he was supposed to do, he would have got 500 because that's how the race was supposed to go, but it didn't go like that. So he fucked himself out some money. And I was just saying that to say you just got to always have a DP man in place. A DP man, you give your money to that DP man when you come through the gate, and it ain't nothing to talk about. It's over with.
Oh, yeah.
That's why DP man, y'all not paying.
Hey, I'm DP.
Period.
I'm DP ready.
Yeah.
Somebody should put that on the T-shirt. I'm DP ready.
They got them shirts. And Boney and them had them shirts, DP ready.
Goddamn,
yeah,
I had a ball up,
shit.
Man. They
gonna lie. I had a Super Bowl.
Me too. Yeah. Now, what they say they call that man from Mississippi? They call him Nose or something like that. I heard somebody from
Black,
down
no.
there, somebody from down there in Memphis said that he was about to get fucked up. Turned around and got his
little
hey,
Flop nose. Nah, that's why I ran in the finals.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I know exactly who
you ran. Nah, I thought you were saying that was dude name.
No,
with the,
I'm saying that's the Eli.
What I'm saying
is, I said all that to say he got his fucking nose pushed in, man.
Nose.
See, I was just jeweling because I was told right before the race how bad you was going to get fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
And how bad that man was, but, you know.
Yeah, that was a nice little week and though, man.
Yeah. 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 Nice man.
Yeah.
We all gonna be back together next weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I think we flying out. I think we gonna fly out on Thursday. We said, fuck it, man. We might as well fly. Everybody just said they gonna fly.
Hey, Zay, but yeah, that's real shit. Congratulations on what you did, but I sure can't wait for you to beat the fuck out of Carucci. I can't wait.
I'm on
his
ass.
I'm with you on that one. I can't wait for you to choke slam that motherfucker.
So,
finish your job, my boy.
What you gonna call Zay after the race, Chris Brown?
Ah, man, Chris Brown and Carucci.
For sure.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a good one though. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good race.
Yeah, I'm looking for you to pull that boy spine straight out of his ass. Fuck him up.
I just can't wait to see all the Chicago boys come down there and all be sitting in the same section. And them Southern boys be looking like motherfuckers just instead of fire looking at all them Chicago boys down there, man.
I'm going to say on me. D-Lo.
Boy, my inbox was on fire, boy. Everybody knew I ran that shit out.
They
was on my ass, boy.
Hey, they finna draw on Dirty Diana. They finna draw on Grand Tour. Oh, they draw on everybody when they get down there. Because they want to feel like they didn't, you know what I'm saying? They fancy. Midwest holding this
shit down
right now, man.
Hey, people don't be drawing on. Hey, people don't be drawing on. I don't know who's saying that, but people don't be drawing on Dirty Diana and Grandstone like that. They don't say shit to me when I walk through there, but they know they gonna have to race.
No, that's what I'm saying.
They don't say shit to me.
I'm saying they gonna be looking like with them sour balls in their mouth, like, damn, these motherfuckers is really down here. They got an F body and two fucking G body, and they ain't afraid to go. Like, them motherfuckers gonna be looking like they just got damn discovered fire when they see all them people from Chicago lined up, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, they going to try something, though. You best believe they going to try something. They all going to come together and try something. Chicago going to make them get it up there.
Valdosta go have, like, if people never been to Valdosta, if you go to Orlando ain't shit. But Valdosta go have some of the fastest cars in the damn Grudge game. In the 4-8-4 all over. Get what I'm saying?
That's
and that track is better.
That's gonna be That's gonna be a whole different
atmosphere. And they got Jimmy Bradshaw on the Radio Versus the World ready.
Yeah.
Hey, that bitch gonna be ready. And Orlando don't mean shit compared to that motherfucker. Trust and believe.
And the facility better. The facility is better than Orlando.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
And it's bigger.
Yeah.
My nigga Lando watered down, man. Watered down.
Hey, we about to have a ball. We about to have a ball for Drew.
Man, it's finna go up.
Boy,
I can't wait.
Motherfucking ball, man.
I wish it was this week. Shit, I can't fucking wait.
You know what? I wish our race season, I wish we had another 2 months in our race season. Because I got some motherfuckers I want to go get. Instead of going to Orlando, I may go down there to Texas and go grab that fucking Ms. Graham. That's something. Ain't number 13 hours. I may go down there and fuck those people up.
I just left them right there. I was over there this morning.
Hey, he posted his cop for sale, man.
I talked to him. No, I talked to him.
We talked to him too. He was on this morning.
I talked to him. Told him. He said if I come down there, he said he'll lock me in if I plan on coming down there.
I don't think they got nothing else down there, though, do they?
They got a track. They got a track that supposed to be on Kiel all the time.
Hey.
I mean, it's warm.
That's an XRP track, right?
Yeah, it's a little different though, Ryan. It ain't, you know.
Oh, it ain't shit.
It'd be cold down there, too, though. It's great, but
you have to look at the weather down there, too.
It gets cold down there.
Yeah. After a certain time of the day, it's over.
Like, it ain't hot. It gets super cold. Like,
Hey, it was 75 degrees down that motherfucker this morning. I just left him over there this morning.
Yeah, it's cold.
I plan on grabbing some people down there in Valdosta, so I may be able to do my damage when I'm down there. This could be last race of the year for me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
I'm done after this.
Oh, really?
I'm done after this.
I'm super done.
I'm taking my grandkids and kids let them play with Mickey Mouse for Orlando. That's all.
Yeah. That's right. Knock that out of the way. Get ready for Christmas.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let her play with Mickey Mouse.
Yeah,
Get that for a week.
That Orlando shit, that just be a lot, man. Sitting in them stage lanes all them hours.
And then the track don't be on shit.
Yeah, then after 8 o'clock, the track go away. I ain't doing it. Not this year.
Yeah, not this year for me neither. Mike Hill race is the big race.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And it don't
they
need
to
be that.
Them
type of cars
keep
don't even come to Florida like that for real. Them type of cars don't even really come over there like
hell
that.
Hell no. You might have one of them cars come to Florida.
Yeah.
One of them. Two of them
shootout,
at the most.
For that shootout on Sunday
yeah.
or something. But they ain't mean grudge right there.
Yeah.
Them type of cars.
Or
like
for
that.
Them to come
yeah.
feel like they're a bully, it's going to be one car, or two cars. At the most.
Yeah. yeah.
Yeah, but my kid race is going to be a little thing for everybody.
My
kid
race is going to be. It'll yeah,
be a little.
Yeah. That's just going to be nuts.
You know what? I ain't gonna bullshit you. I went down there to help take at Valdosta, and seeing that damn track, I got off the damn airplane. Me and Ballhead, we got off the airplane and went straight to the track. Just the facility, that's what made me build a car. I said, fuck this. If they got tracks like this still around, I'm coming down here. Shit, I'm excited
yeah,
to go down there fuck around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We gone.
Yeah.
We gone.
I can't wait to see the track. Now y'all talking about it so good. Now I can't wait to see it.
It almost
you ain't never,
man.
You ain't never been there?
Like a 66.
Jesus.
It's like 66.
I ain't never been to Valdosta.
Yeah, put you in the mind frame of like a 66 almost. But it's better, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a 66
times two.
With a motherfucker. It's like a 66 with a motherfucking 41 attitude, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts.
Gutter.
Facts.
Gutter.
Hey, but when you go, hey, look. Hey, but, and you see how, and you see the kind of staging lanes, the staging lanes, they ain't too fucking, like, long and they ain't too fucking short. But when you go up there, it's clean. But when you step on the
it's
track,
it's a lot of room.
Killers.
It ain't all clogged.
When you get up
it
there,
ain't all clogged.
Yeah.
Up there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, look,
yeah.
when I stepped on the track, I told myself, welcome to the big leagues. Because that right there, is
oh,
a,
yeah.
it's a nice brother. Hey, that's my first time ever seeing Cootie down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And James Black. I
the
ain't
first
never seen
time,
the ugly motherfucker.
The first time I went there, I think we were together, Ron, me, you, Vaz, Gunna Pick.
Well,
yeah,
we went to
Ronnie Brown race, I think it was, down there.
Yeah, that was the first time I went down there. Yeah, yeah. That was like 10, 7, set by
that was
7
a long
ago,
ass
something.
Time ago.
Yeah, it was
yeah,
a long
yeah.
ass
that
time
was a minute
ago. Yeah. That's with Donye and John Doe. What's the name of the car from Michigan?
John Doe.
Oh, okay, that's when they was on business.
Donye had ran Rugrat, I think. He had ran that Rugrat car.
That Camaro. That 68, 69 Camaro, yeah.
I think Big Low was there, too. I think he ran Big Low, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Big Low.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The first out of town race I went to was fucking when Three Love raced Tate. Three Love Race Tate, that motherfucking day. That's the first one I've been to.
Hey, is Three Love coming down to Valdosta?
Yeah, he come with me. He just in my trailer though in case I catch a flat. He gonna be there with me. Y'all leave four loves alone.
Hey, Vaughn, I'm glad you said that, man. Everybody needs to make sure they got their trailer tires and shit pumped up.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell Three Love what I said.
Hey, Vaughn, Three Love was fucked up down there. Three Love was drunker than everybody.
He was drinking that shine. He was off that shine, that's all. He was off that shine all day. Three Love kept walking up on me. He made sense. Like, by the end of the night, I thought he was talking Spanish. I said, "That nigga Three Love off that sound."
that motherfucking sound was dangerously good. I don't mean drink like that for real. I'm like,
yeah,
hey,
that shit.
It was good.
I had to tell everybody, watch that shit, bro, because you be drinking that shit like it's Kool-Aid. That shit, you know, you
ain't
held
on. Yeah, that shit will sneak up on you.
Sneak up on you. You got to watch that sign.
Hey, Vaughn, back to the point. All the guys are going down there. Please check your tires before you get on that road, man.
Grease them axles.
That's
the bear.
Don't nobody want to be on the side of the road.
Hey, and also they sell some on Amazon where they have tire pressure checkers, like, so you can always know what your tire pressure is on your trailer.
I'm gonna find a link to that shit because I need that. That'd be the link right there. Them tires. Oh man, they ain't doing pre-trip on they pull off. Oh, you know you do, man. You just grab that motherfucker and go. A lot of times you gotta check this shit. That's one thing, Stokey. Man, every time I go somewhere I have a blowout and I can't understand why.
And I swear I do.
You gotta get them. What flat tires you got? You gotta get them 14 plot. I got 14 plot.
Hey, shit, it's a 14 plot. Hey, you gotta get the alignment check on it too now. Hey, yeah, get the alignment check for 10 trips in a row. Because hell yeah, 14 plot. That goddamn jacket tire special. He put me up on that shit. Hell yeah, 14 plot. Everybody hit me right.
I just want to say something while everybody listening, right? 2 years ago, I got into it with my motherfucking crew chief. Now, 2 years later, ain't nobody heard of him, and I'm still racing. I just want to say that. That's all. I'm finna call K-Dog now.
I'm finna call K-Dog. I'm finna go for K-Dog. I'm finna go for me a drink after that one. Hey, man, you said K-Dog was a goddamn drug or something, man. I fired my crew chief two years ago, and I'm still here. Goddamn shit. What you said, Ryan?
I said, hey, he said like K-Dog was a goddamn drug. I fired my crew chief 2 years ago, and I'm still here.
Hey, if anybody knows K-Dog, look, man, K-Dog a good brother,
but man, you got to be drunk to be around him, man. And if he get drunk with you, oh man, man.
Oh, shit. Hey, I'm just saying, man. Come on, man. You ain't the other two in right there, man. Hey, Vaughn, now you know one of these sisters of assholes, nigga, to be on the phone. Hello. Hey, K-Dog. Hello. Hey, man. Hey, K-Dog. Hey, K-Dog. You hear me? Once they get him on here, he can't say nothing. Have y'all heard from him since then? You got a point now. Oh, Vaughn, call him. Hey, look, I seen K-Dog and Byron. I felt so bad for him, man.
Ryan, stop that shit, Ryan.
Hey, Yak, he said, Ryan, how you doing? I looked at him. I said, no, how you doing?
I'm gone, y'all. You brothers have a good night, man. Y'all stay blessed, man.
Man, I looked at his damn car, man. Man, I'm like, man, this is US 30 shit in this motherfucker, man.
Ryan, you a rough brother, man.
Hey, yeah. I'm like, man, you know, his cop, not that Mustang, but the one before that looked better than that one. I asked him, what you doing, man? Look at his cop, like, man, this ain't you, man. This ain't you, man. You can do better than this, man. He still kept that Mustang.
Yeah. That Mustang, that Camaro looked like Godzilla with Mike.
Hey, it looked like him and Jim, Johnny Whitebug put that motherfucker together. I said, you could do better than
this. Hey, Ryan, what the hell you say, Ryan? I looked at that Camaro, I said, it looked like him and Johnny Whitebug put that together, man.
I said, you could do better than this, man.
Hey, man. Now, you ain't going to do Whitebug. Like, come on, man.
Oh, shit.
on, man. You know Johnny McCall. Man, come on, man.
Hey, Stokes, I'm about to let me out, Stokes. Let me out. He said let me out.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Don't, come on, man.
Hey. Hey, yeah. Hey, y'all remember when I had that? Y'all remember when I had that Mustang with that blow, that red Mustang with that blow on it? We were about 1 in the morning, and, I never would drive the motherfucker. So I said, fuck it, man. I said, come on, Johnny. And he said, man, you want me to drive? I said, hell no. I got in there. This motherfucker was driving my car from the goddamn passenger seat to my, put it in gear. That motherfucker love a full speed, man. Put it in gear. You ain't dropping a clutch hard enough. Hey, I took that motherfucker. I took that motherfucker out there, and I hit that motherfucker. I hit it up those tires, hit that three step. He said, "Man, I ain't never rode no shit like this, man." I said, "Yeah, yeah,
hell no." You know,
man, we used to get fucked up every goddamn near, every day.
Every day, boy, have some
every,
fun.
Every motherfucking day, get fucked up.
Get drunk, goddamn, and get right out there and go at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, that's all we trying to do now on the bigger scale. We just trying to do the same thing, racing nonstop. That's all.
Yeah, but they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that, man. They get
man, we
need
to Hey, Ryan, that's what I be telling them. They be like, what's up? I be like, man, I got a defense mechanism. What the fuck is
man.
That? I got a defense mechanism because I'm always willing to race. Them niggas ain't willing to race scared of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's why they don't say shit. Hey, that's why I be walking around. People don't say shit to me at the track unless they ready to go right then and there.
Exactly.
Very few people go say
they know
something.
That they be scared to say hi to you because they thinking, as soon as they say, hey, what's up, Ryan? What you want to do? 105.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They're locking their motherfucking hands in.
Soon as you speak to him, what up, Ryan? What you want to do, 105? They're like, oh, man, I should never say nothing to this nigga.
Yeah. Tell me, I was just saying hi. Okay, that's my way.
I was just saying hi.
Lock in.
I was just saying hi.
You know what, man? I don't even check the air pressure on my fucking trailer tires. I didn't look at
you
them.
Don't.
Hell no. I just buy them. I buy them. I buy like.
What?
I just had like two sets of them.
Yeah.
Hey, that's because you ain't had no blowout yet. You don't check them because you ain't had no blowout yet.
But
you
know something.
You don't have checking them.
Right. Double D, Ryan trailers come with 14 ply.
Oh, yeah, he good, man.
Yeah.
You ain't got to check
he
him,
good,
Ryan. But Ryan, hey, Ryan, still check the – you need to still check them, though. Still make sure the pressure up on the motherfucker because the heat will blow the motherfucker.
Now, Double D, I'm going to
tell you. There's no air pressure in the motherfucker. Them bitches go bust.
Everybody could get the 14 ply tires, but what they got to make sure they do is – get the E-rated tires.
Right.
See, a lot of people don't do that. They don't get them E-rated tires. Your tires have to be E-rated for that weight, man.
Right.
And people don't know that.
Right.
A guy trying to get them Jeremiah,
you got to get the valve stem. Everybody don't change their valve stem. You got to change them, too. When you're traveling
a
lot, put them steel valve strip.
Right,
put them steel brass ones
in
there.
Yeah.
That
but
rubber
you know,
shit,
you know,
bro.
Them 14 flat,
them 14 flat take a lot of tire. They take a lot of tire pressure, like 80 or 90.
Pounds.
It's up there.
Yeah, they
hell
do.
Yeah, that shit up there.
That's what I'm talking about.
They're like a truck tire.
And
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Stokey, they heavy than
the
motherfucker. You pick
the
one up,
sidewall
empty.
Is
they
hard.
Yeah.
The
sidewall
on
the heavy motherfucker.
Hard.
Yeah.
Hey, but if that tire pressure low, I don't give a fuck what fast flying that motherfucker. That tire pressure low, and that bitch eat up.
Sure
the boom is going.
Yeah,
I know about them 14 plies. My goddamn girl, I had to tie my girl to one of them motherfuckers, put a rope around her neck. I had that bitch up.
I had that bitch walking
through the house like a dog. Bitch, you don't leave me alone. I got something for you. Tie your ass up. Yeah, them 14 ply, them's a good ass tie.
This the 14 ply is a good tie. It's a good tie.
Yes, sir. Man, I had so much fun down there. That goddamn jackball crazy motherfucker, y'all. That goddamn jackball had my stomach hurt.
Yeah, y'all, everybody had a ball down there, man.
Man, we kicked. Rick, no. He was on Vic ass.
You ain't lying, Yak. We was in that under that tent.
He said your son, 20 years old, bigger than you. He said, I wouldn't bring my wife. He can't go nowhere near my wife. Not
right,
that
motherfucker crazy, man. That damn Jack Ball is retarded. Talking about stay away from my wife.
Said,
she like yellow motherfuckers.
and he said, Vic, he said, don't trust motherfucking Vic ass. He got the big ass kids. They gonna fuck everybody. I'm like, this nigga crazy, man. This nigga crazy
as hell.
Man.
Yeah, but man, hey, I had a ball down there. I had a good time. Hey,
yeah,
we had a good time.
We kicked it all weekend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Gonna be all right.
Hey, Vaughn, you got that video I sent you, right? That was a good video for y'all, man.
Yeah, I got that video.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I got that motherfucker.
That motherfucker's clear.
Yeah, it's clear as hell. That was mighty odd to me. Wasn't nobody talking about me beating Lenny ass. I beat the fuck out of Lenny. Wasn't nobody talking about that, though. That wasn't entertaining to them. You know what I'm saying? Because that was a personal motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I had to beat a personal motherfucker ass. So they weren't talking about that. Now I beat the fuck out of Lenny. You ain't even heard about that.
Yeah, forgot all about
that
race.
Yeah.
I did announce that in the beginning of the show, Vaughn.
That was the third time I beat Lenny this year. I beat that man three times this year. I beat the fuck out that man three times this year. Vaughn,